From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Areas of the Midwest, up into Minnesota and Illinois, are experiencing some of the coldest temperatures ever recorded since we've been recording temperatures the last 150 years accurately. We'll be obviously breaking all of that down today and praying for all of those in the Arctic blast zone, because we've shut down close to half our coal plants. Only a few have opened back up the 2 years Trump got back in. Many areas cannot produce enough power from the windmills and other systems that the globalists have put in. And so a lot of people are without power. And this is a very serious situation with the polar vortex. So pray for all those in those areas. It is a very serious situation, obviously. Coming up in the second hour today, when you first don't succeed, try again. It's been said that thrice is the answer, or that three is the charm. Roger Stone, Infowars.com reporter, indicted by Mueller, has tried to have two press conferences, one in Florida after his release from jail. And then he has tried to have another one when he went to D.C. to be arraigned a few days ago. They completely shouted him down there where he couldn't even speak. So today, in 1 hour, at the JW Marriott in Washington, D.C., we have a major ballroom, and then we have the private security and our own security there, so that hopefully he can have free speech in a private property venue that costs yours truly $6,000 to rent and then to pay for the hotel security. I'm not complaining. Just to have free speech in this country, you can't go put a bunch of microphones out and then go and be heard, because the left's job is to shut you up so they can then misrepresent who you are. But that is coming up in the second hour. Owen Schroyer is also going to be announcing the name of the woman that sexually assaulted him, who has been arrested and charged with sexual assault. He didn't want to release her name, but people were then saying that he made it up, that he was just going to be nice. But he didn't want people to dox her either. But since folks are, the leftist publications are saying that we made this up, we're going to release the arrest information. He's already been down to the police station yesterday, went live from the police department, the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department. And so he'll be releasing her name and more at the press conference. He was also physically attacked again yesterday by a man that ate his microphone cover. So it is quite an insane asylum. I'm told the police are looking to arrest that gentleman as well. Ever since they attacked Tucker Carlson's house and a bunch of other stuff, they're actually doing their job now, finally, going after these lunatics who tried to put spit in his eye and on his camera. That is assault with a bodily fluid. That's a felony. He ate the microphone cover and then began sniffing it like a giant rat. Just a very bizarre person who actually was carrying around with him a giant 20-foot-tall rat that he worships. If you're a radio listener, that sounds completely insane. I'm not kidding. Okay? This really happened. A man worshiping a giant rat attacked Owen. TV viewers can see it right now. I'm not kidding. It's on Infowars.com. Though this doesn't feel real right now, does it? No, it doesn't. So, fight fascism by spitting on people and attacking them and eating their microphone covers. That is the crazed, piranha-like left today. Okay, that said, now we have some other big guests in studio. You know, he was so powerful yesterday in studio that I invited Robert Barnes, attorney at law, to come back in on some other subjects in the third hour. And then Paul Joseph Watson didn't do the Tuesday show, so he's doing the Thursday broadcast today. So this is going to be one hell of a transmission, as they say. I want to thank you all for viewing and listening. Without you, the enemy would have won. We are bound together now against the will of the globalist. Our will is bound together against their will, and it is quite the context and quite the contest. And I can feel your energy. I can feel your strength. So when you thank me, you're thanking yourself. So for myself, my family, and this whole crew, we don't just count on you. Without you, we're dead meat. Together, we win. So I salute every one of you, no matter what, how old you are, where you came from, or what color you are. If you love liberty, and you hate Satanists, we are brothers and sisters together.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, The crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. News today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, January 31st, 2019. The Democrats are uncloaking. They are revealing themselves. As evil always does when it makes its move. World government is now open. The attempt to end the family and its very existence is now mainstream. Mainstream headlines yesterday screamed, Satanist fear pinches Christian faith. And breathlessly, mainstream news had the Satanists as the good guys fighting the evil of the Christians. Thank God we've got those Satanists as a watchdog. Read the headlines. It wasn't satire, it was real. And then, a few months ago, the law passed. It's now in place. You can kill a baby taken out of the mother's womb. Not just when the baby was crowning, like previously with partial birth abortion, but up to the final hour when the baby's born, they can decide whether they want to keep it alive. And Virginia is set to pass the bill and debated the bill. And people were shocked. We played the clip yesterday. Folks were shocked around the world. Short clips of it on Twitter got tens of millions of views. And the governor then went on a radio show yesterday. Stories up on InfoWars.com. Needs to go out to everybody. Sick. Virginia Dems introduced bill to allow abortion right before a woman is giving birth. And the governor, sounding like a slick-tongued serpent, Ralph Northam, admits that, yes, we'll have doctors decide with the mother, who does whatever they say, whether you're going to keep the baby or not. You know, Austin, Texas has the highest rate of cesareans in the world, according to a statistic I read last year. All four of my children were born cesarean. The doctors always find a reason to do it. And they say in the near future, vaginal birth will be a thing of the past, seen as abusive. This is the medical system taking control, but bioethics boards were set up in the 1920s in Europe, in England, and the United States, and Mexico, by the way, adopted it. They were some of the most strident eugenicists in the world at that point. And if you had a bad test scores or the local doctor thought you were stupid, you would have your genitals cut off or you would have your cervix, your uterus removed. They didn't do the old tube tying then. And those same health department systems now have the forced vaccine regimen. They now have the bioethics boards in the hospitals that decide who lives and who dies. And so you hear about this woman's right to choose, and the governor says, yes, the baby's born in our new bill, and we kill it after it's out of the womb. So it is post-birth abortion. And I told you that was coming in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, now been released for 12 years. I have clips of the state health board congressional meeting in Texas, the legislative meeting, I have federal congressional meetings where they have the boards and they talk about eugenics, bad gene pools, and how they are carrying out these operations. So you have to understand, those cults are still operating. Just like the head of the Cold Springs Harbor, Dr. Watson, who discovered DNA with his British counterparts, came out and said he's looked at DNA and that basically black people aren't humans, that gay people have a gene that makes them weak and stupid, so they need to be gotten rid of. I mean, it's all there. This is his perspective looking at the DNA. And so he just got stripped of all of his letters, his awards, because he said it. You have to understand, folks, you don't know who this group is unless anyone in your family got into it. And my dad had some of the highest test scores when he was a junior in high school. He went into the Plan 2, University of Texas. He worked at MD Anderson when he was in high school, cancer research facility. He was not in high school anymore after he was a junior. And they just walked him into rooms and point blank told him. He had a Jewish professor who was the head of the botany department, Speer, and he said, "Now, we don't like the Nazis." I know a lot of you young people here in this elite group fought the Nazis, and that's good. They were going after select groups. We're going after everyone, and eugenics is good. Now, my dad never ended up going with that program. But there were only six kids in that elite program that he was in, and I guess whatever it was, like 1966 or something. So you have to understand, he never even told me all this until he saw my film Endgame before it was released. My mom was blown away by it and said, "David, this can't be true." And he said, "Well, actually, it's all true." And I knew parts of it, and she knew Professor Speer, because later when she was going to UT and they were getting married, they would go over to his house and have dinner. I mean, my dad really liked him. But the point was, is that, and he was Jewish, eugenics guy, is that that's what's going on. And so people have to understand, this is what runs things. And this is what operates. So they're in the elite guild. You're not in the elite guild. I mean, they first off look, you have the top test scores in your state. Then you just get a seat at the table to find out if you're going to be recruited and promoted up into these systems. That's what happened to Bill Gates. That's what happened to Warren Buffett. All of their families were into eugenics. All of their family. I mean, think of the KKK as racist. The KKK is a joke, okay? This is the real deal. These aren't people sitting around drinking Jack Daniels wearing wizard outfits. These are people with 170 IQs that run the planet. And they mean business. So when we come back, I'm going to play the sickening audio of the governor of Virginia saying, "Now listen, this is a woman's right. Stay out of it." And the women both nod their heads. It has nothing to do with women. This is a baby on the table. And they're trying to tell women, kill babies up to the time of birth, and then it expands out from there. And you can say, well, the Spartans, if the baby didn't look right, the local high priest would decide, the apothecary, the doctor, whether we were going to keep them or not. If they're not, they had a cliff that they threw the baby off of. It's a famous 400-foot cliff. That's how this works. And so they're just introducing it to you. Oh, and now it's after it's born. It even says, well, we keep the baby alive. And then we kill it. And then, of course, you use the body parts. So we'll break that all down when we come back after this break. This is the big issue. This is the dehumanization program. And I'm going to give you the rest of the story, how the whole thing operates. But they call in the best and brightest. They tell them, you're the elite. You're going to decide who lives and dies. They call it bioethics. They got rid of the Hippocratic Oath 16 years ago worldwide. Do no harm. Now their job is to carry out the orderly execution. Quote, if the mother's in labor, then the infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. Be kept comfortable. This will be painless. This will be painless. Destroy the child, corrupt them all. And you say, why do they do this? Because it's the act of getting the nurses and the doctors involved, just like Hitler did. The first group by 34. First, the secret police got control, the Gestapo. They took out the brown shirts that brought him to power, first secure power, then get the doctors to start carrying out infanticide. And then once you get them to do that, then they'll do anything. It's called the cement of blood. It's a Nazi technique of getting you involved in immoral crime. And then once you've done that, you'll do anything because you can't admit what you did was wrong before. It's satanic. They get you involved in a satanic crime, and then they have you. I have you now. All right, we'll explain it all on the other side, the deep secrets that I want you to know, the reason they fear this broadcast more than any other on the planet. Whatever you do, live streaming, listening to local radio, tell folks how you're listening. Your word of mouth is beyond paramount. It is mission essential. You are the InfoWar.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But hey, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
There's an article posted to Infowars.com. Watch live. Roger Stone holds major press conference in D.C. I will not be silenced. Today's show will feature Stone's live press conference coming up in about 40 minutes. Democrats openly endorsing post-birth abortions. Schultz running for president, sending the leftists into conniption fits, and more. So that is all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, in the second hour. This very live feed that's going out is posted in that article that you see. And so we'll be covering it. There'll be a commercial-free feed that we have that'll be posted as well to this same page. And so we certainly hope that DrudgeReport.com, who's been very gracious to pick up the live feeds the last few times Rogers tried to give a press conference, will do it today, because we're doing it inside the JW Marriott, renting a ballroom and paying for their security $6,000 for only an hour in the big room. I'm not complaining, just we can't have it on the street, because in Florida and then in D.C. in the last week, they shout the thing down. He got a few sentences out in Florida. He could get nothing out in D.C. So we hope in a private venue we're able to do that. And, of course, we're announcing it just in the last 20 minutes or so. So hopefully Antifa scum doesn't come and try to stop it. But whatever happens, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be covering it live. And it's already getting picked up by the news. Okay, let me break it down right now. I should have just started the last segment with, incredible, Virginia governor endorses post-birth abortion. After the bill that he supported was introduced and was debated a few days ago, people freaked out when they discussed killing babies out of the womb. Well, the governor just said, hey, this is what we do. It's the way it is. And leave a woman's right to choose where it is. So now it's a woman's right to choose when the baby is already out of the mother. And you see, this is in line with the main tenets of eugenics. And Dr. Peter Singer, who's really the head of PETA, who believes you should be able to kill children up to age 3. And what the government can decide, if you're not smart, you don't have value. And, of course, you know where that goes from there, exactly where we see it. Everything we got warned about when Roe v. Wade 45 years ago went to the Supreme Court. Just in time where some people my parents knew said, oh, your husband's going to medical school. Alex was unplanned. Why don't you kill him? Be a real feminist, some of her friends told her. You know, you'll have more money. You can have more fun. And they discussed aborting me and decided, let's not do that. But then my mother said, let me get an IED, show that we don't have more kids. And then that sterilized her and gave her endometriosis. And she had to have her body part removed and wanted to have more kids. So we adopted my sister, Marley, who's awesome, from South Korea. But, you know, if they couldn't get me, boy, they sure got my mom. And, of course, those things were designed to screw up women's reproductive system. So, ladies, you better find out about the bigger plan and how every abortion doubles your chances of reproductive cancers. Yeah, if 99% of the time, if the pregnancy needs to be terminated, Mother Nature does it. But the way that the governor's spinning it, oh, the health of the mother, that's not what the bill says. Let me tell you something. If a woman's dying and it's the woman or the baby, it's default you save the mother, okay? In decades past, a lot of times they'd ask the mother, do you want to try to have this baby? It can kill you. And sometimes, you know, if it was a really Christian, hardcore Christians, the doctor was hardcore Christian, sometimes the woman would make the decision with the husband to go ahead and try to have it, then she'd die too. But in most cases, it's not called abortion if the baby's threatening the mother's life. It's called an emergency procedure. So they always spin that. But the bill itself, same one passed New York, it's now law, says that you can kill a baby for any reason. Now, he later tries to spin it and say, well, there'll be two doctors that'll agree to it. No, the bill doesn't say that. So they are desperately trying to put this info out. So here is the governor on television via radio, and it's the sickest thing ever. This is Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam. Advocates post-birth abortion We'll just hear it from him.
Abortions. These are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities. There may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
So here's a man spinning this in line. Notice he says in some of these cases, back it up again, I want to play it again. He says, you know, in some of these cases, we've got deformed babies, as if they didn't know in the sonogram, as if they didn't know before. So he's misrepresenting what's in the bill. This bill says you can kill babies even when they come out of the womb, which is absolutely murder of a child, a serious premeditated felony. And then he wraps it in, let's not get in the way of what these mothers' wishes are. So they're making new law that, oh, you Christians and conservatives don't want to kill babies in the last 3 months because they could easily have a cesarean and then adopt the baby up. And we've actually got more people wanting to adopt. Then we actually have abortions every year? They don't tell the women that. No, now they want the bioethics board, the eugenics board at these hospitals to come up with whatever deal they want to try to trick a woman to let them have the baby to get the organs. There's a lot of reasons they want to do this, but a woman is under their control in a hospital, and we're going to not have the government involved or the church or anybody. We're going to have the hospitals, and we're going to have the mothers decide right then what happens to this baby. So it also repeals criminal charges for harming unborn children. Let's go ahead and play the clip again. Here it is.
There may be severe deformities. There may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
No, this is the government trying to pass a law. This is the government saying we're not just going to kill babies in the womb now. We're going to kill their ass once they're out of the womb, and lying and saying it's for deformed babies. It's babies, period. And it's not two physicians involved. It gets rid of that. So it pushes already the partial birth abortion all the way to post-birth abortion. We'll play the whole clip when we come back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best edpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best edpill.com. That's T-H-E best edpill.com. The online doctor's office.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever.
Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
So, if you were ever wondering how they would bring infanticide, like China has, the killing of already born healthy babies even, well, you now look at New York that's passed it and Virginia set to pass it and how they play these semantical games. They are now streamlining the murder of children that has nothing to do with the health of the mother after the baby is outside of the womb. This is a larger eugenics plan. I predicted it in my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that's still free online with tens of millions of views, but that major organizations, anti-free speech groups, are trying to remove because it proves how deadly accurate we've been, so that they hope you won't listen to us in the future. But we're going to lay out the plan, and then after it's passed across the country to kill babies after they're born, what's coming next after that? So we're, again, going to lay it all out here today, and hopefully you will then, once this video is posted to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, get it and send it to your friends, your neighbors, your families, nurses, doctors, because nurses and doctors are really awake to all this. But they need to know that other people know and are aware of what's happening. And I want to tell you about infanticide of babies that are up to 6 months old that we've had whistleblower nurses on the last few years. Yes, they're killing babies without even telling the parents the hospitals are. Super hardcore felonies, but it's been done through the health department, through eugenics boards, so that's coming up. Now, if you just tuned in, I just played the governor putting his deceptive spin in Virginia on, this is a woman's choice, stay out of it, and we'll have two doctors that agree if she wants to kill the baby once it's out of the womb on the table, and we'll make them comfortable before we kill them. And he's responding to debate in the state house where people are reading the bill about killing the baby after it's born, and they're freaked out. So he tries to spin it and then say, well, in some cases, they're deformed, as if they wouldn't already know that with ultrasound. So health of the mother, nothing to do with it. Deformities, even if you say, hey, shouldn't kill kids with deformities, let's move past the eugenics debate. This is them killing viable, healthy babies and the hospital pressuring mothers into doing it so they can get their organs. That's really what's going on here, is they can get up to $500,000 for those organs, and they can get especially poor, ignorant mothers to go along with it and never know what hit them. And my dad was in medical management for decades. Believe me, I know all about it. And they've had 60-minute specials out there about them killing people for their organs. So you better know what this is really all about. Period. Now, let's play the whole clip from the radio show that he was on, radio/TV, to hear the whole spectrum of the deception. We'll go to that in a moment. But first, I want to play the clip that started it all. Remember, New York has already passed this, and this is how they're countering Christians. This is how they're countering conservatives. This is how they're countering people humanizing babies with the ultrasound, sucking their thumb, singing, playing by the second trimester. By the third trimester, jumping around, having a great time, can't wait to sit in their mommy's lap. They don't tell women, hey, you can get $300,000, $400,000 from the average adoption agency for that baby. There's actually a shortage. They're never told that. They're told, we'll give you $300 to abort the baby. They never tell you they sell the body parts and get sometimes tens of thousands of dollars. Sometimes it's partial birth, hundreds of thousands, because they take the baby away, they keep it alive, and they just harvest the organs at their leisure. So this is the whole sick, easy, laissez-faire system they've got, where this is done out in the open. But the first clip is the House Dems in Virginia proposed legislation to allow abortions while the mother's having the baby. But actually, the bill says after it's born, and you'll see the governor admit that in a moment. But here is the snake women sitting around talking about this.
So how late in the third trimester would you be able to do that?
You know, it's very unfortunate that our physicians, witnesses, were not able to attend today to speak specifically.
No, I'm talking about your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay. But to the end of the third trimester.
Yep. I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
So, where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs that she is about to give a birth, would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would make.
I understand
that.
I'm asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
Now, the governor clarified. He said, no, we keep the baby alive after. Now, let me tell women something that are cold-blooded leftists. You're nothing but like an apple tree to these doctors and these corrupt medical facilities. You could get couple hundred thousand for the healthy, viable baby. They'd pay while you had the baby all your medical fees, and these adoption groups, some Christian, some not, will pay you on average a couple hundred thousand dollars. If the baby has black hair and blue eyes, you could get $500,000. I know people that work at these groups. Okay? That's the most expensive. Black hair, blue eyes, $500,000 living. Even more expensive, green eyes, black hair is the most expensive. Now, that's just a fact, Jack. And they do genetic testing and things like that. Some of these elite families will pay even more. So women aren't being told you can get $500,000 cash. You can get $100,000 for a black baby. I'm not being mean. It's just not. You can get $200,000 for a Hispanic baby or an Asian baby. Hell, I think my parents paid almost that for my sister 30 years ago. So, let's get down to brass tacks here. You're not being told how valuable your uterus is. You're not being told when you go have that third trimester abortion, they keep that baby alive in the back room and harvest those goodies. $300,000, $400,000, $200,000 on the low end, you could have got some major cash. So maybe we're reaching out to liberal women the wrong way. We're going to listen, honey. You can grow these goodies and sell them. These folks are ripping you off. So that's a whole other angle that nobody else gets to here. Is that these hospitals want the organs and they want to keep that baby alive. And you go look at this legislator and who's funding her, some of these big medical nanotech, biotech labs. They want whole babies and they want a law to keep them alive, keep them comfortable while they're getting harvested. Now, here's the governor admitting it, but putting a bunch of spin around it. Here it is.
No exception. There was a very contentious committee hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions, as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by a Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion, even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure and explain her answer?
Yeah, I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I would tell you first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and
pause right there.
That are involved.
We're going to come back with this unedited because I want you to hear it. Notice it's the providers, not Southern gentlemen. The providers don't take good care of that baby. I see. You don't realize you're hearing pure maximum evil right now. We gonna keep that baby comfortable after it's its mama. And then once we get all them little good little chitlins out of there, once we get all the little organ meats out of that little chicken, we gonna flush its blood out and sell it to rich people to inject in their veins. And we gonna make us a lot of money. And we gonna go to the Bahamas and we gonna get us some hookers. Kill that little baby. There ain't nothing you gonna stop either. I'm a fine Southern gentleman. Let me have a mint julep.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They didn't know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment. If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus. Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got, nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product, and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. That's concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate Krill Oil that is so pure, so good. We have the Ultimate Fish Oil as well. All three of those, everybody. Energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest, Turbo Force, for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, is going to become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'm here, Alex Jones, your host. Then War Room, 3 p.m. Central. The David Knight broadcast, 8 a.m. Central, being hosted by Harrison Smith and others, while David has been convalescing from a big heart attack and surgery. But he's already ready to get back in the fray, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back in a week and a half hosting the David Knight Show. And he's a guy that usually gets ready for 6 hours before a broadcast. I told David, you do double the time preparation for every minute of airtime. You're up here at 4 a.m. every day. Stop it. And then you're leaving at like 4 p.m. every day. I mean, it's crazy how much he researches. And I'm gonna like, dude, do half the research, have more guests on, play clips. It's ridiculous how much preparation he does. It's insane. But anyways, you can hear that broadcast 8 a.m. every day. And it's time for not him to start mailing it in. He does the opposite. I mean, I do hours and hours of preparation. And it seems like the ones where I do like 4 or 5 hours are not the good shows, because I just get too prepared and then I'm all pissed off and frazzled. And I've already looked at the news so much that it just makes me angry. Some of the best times are when I just, stuff's breaking and I'm giving my first analysis, but I'm digressing. Okay. So you have to understand, this all sounds crazy, but if you go to the medical literature everywhere, they're harvesting babies' organs, they're selling them. And you've seen all the undercover footage the last few years that's exposed that. But the laws are in place. It goes on. But there's an issue with, you need to keep somebody alive on a respirator while you take the organs. You can make twice as much money if you can keep the subject alive and take organs, a piece here, you know, the kidneys, the liver. You can keep people alive a week or so while you keep them on a respirator. And finally, you take the heart and sell that. And the lungs and things like that. So they can get double the money keeping these babies, like the movie Coma, in these wards they're building at these children's facilities where they actually keep the little slaves alive, all the vampires have their will with them. Oh, but it's all to save lives of others. So everyone's brainwashed and psychologically tested to make sure they don't see what they're doing. The nurses are paid, you know, $300,000 a year instead of $80,000 a year. The doctors are paid $2 million a year instead of $500,000 a year. They're all a very special guild. But see, once this is made mainstream, it'll be just cut down to no big deal. And then, oop, got a complication. Looks like your baby's oxygen went down. Looks like they're going to be brain damaged. Would you like to talk to the nurse while you're on all these drugs and things? Would you like to sign this form that we're not going to be able to resuscitate? Oh, yes, doctor, I'll sign it. Good. My husband's in prison. I don't know what to do. It's okay. I'm a fine southern gentleman, man. Never mind that devil tail right there. I'm going to take good care of you, my little sweetie. We just got us another $500,000. You remember the undercover videos where there's like women drinking $400 bottles of wine. They're drunk. They're going, I'm going to get a Ferrari next week. Seriously, I'm making millions. I haggle with these places, and I can't believe we're getting the whole babies for like 50 grand. I sold one for 400,000 last week. There is a freshness problem, though. We could just keep those little buggers alive a couple of days. We could really get their goods. And you wonder why they're so archetypally evil. Because the archetypes are what they really are. The undercover videos of YouTube and the New York Times working together to, they go, who's your number one enemy? Oh, Alex Jones and those damn veterans and any scum with you. Yeah, here she is. Any scum with American flags. Oh, yeah, we hate them. We'll crush them good. Oh, I love Ferraris and Lamborghinis and $400 bottles of wine. Oh. So, the mother comes in, they go, it's your right, little lady, to get rid of that little bugger. And they don't join and say, how would you like half the money? You grew the baby. How would you like $200,000? And see, that's what's going to bring this down. It's not women, on average, actually caring about their baby. They're programmed by the Satanism, many of them. But if they hear they didn't get any of the money... Well, then maybe we can cause a big debate in class action lawsuits about this, because then you hear this monster governor realizing the bill is really about keeping the kids alive and getting their organs. So he doesn't even debate that they killed the baby up to the point it's coming out of the mama. No, no. He goes, listen here, my little baby. We keep that baby alive and then we take real good care of it when we kill it. But there's no discussion of why they want to do that. And why they want custody of that little baby boy, be they black, be they white, be they Hispanic, be they Asian, God's children in the hands of that fork-tailed little devil, selling them goods, doing that sacrifice right in front of mama and God, and saying to the ladies, you don't question this, because it's a lady's right. Even though the ladies aren't getting the money, it's the nice governor getting those contributions. It's the governor. He knows what he be doing. The state's got a new main export. It's our baby's organs. Here, let's hear this slime bag for yourself.
I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I would tell you, first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved.
The mothers and the fathers, and the woman's all looking real deliberative. They're all such good moral people. Oh, tell me. Oh, the mothers and the providers, they know it's a good thing we're doing for the babies. And so, again, the provider's going to take care of you. Let's go back to him.
When we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians.
Hold more on. Than one physician. Is there consent of the baby that's now out of the womb? Oh, I know. It's not a person. Continue.
And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities.
Pause.
There may
be it's done in cases where there may be. No, the bill says kill everybody if you want to. Continue. Play it.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion.
Blown out of proportion. No discussion of the father. No discussion of the baby, the father. The discussion will ensue by the hospital and the mama, who's all drugged up. Let's continue.
The government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
And do you think multiple physicians should have to weigh in, as is currently required? She's trying to lift that requirement.
Well, I think it's always good to get a second opinion and for at least two providers to be involved in that decision, because these decisions.
Here are the two doctors that run our organ harvesting wing. We're not going to tell you that, but they both agree it's best for Junior to go for a few days with us. Very comfortable. In the room over here. Get the knives ready, boys. I'm sorry. We're going to take good care of your baby, lady. Let's go back to him.
And so, you know, I would certainly support more than one provider.
All right. Let's go back to the phones now for the governor. We're going to talk
governor,
now with Mike.
So he's openly up here promoting pure evil. Organ harvesting, keeping babies alive. But don't worry. Super Deluxe will just make a joke about it. You know, some new music video making fun of me. So, I'm just going to say this right now. If you want to keep us on the air to stand up for the unborn and to stand up for everybody's rights and to defeat the globalists, then you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and just get products you already need. Everybody needs highest quality clean fish oil. It's amazing all the things it does. Everybody needs highest quality turmeric. We've got the best bodies. Ultimate turmeric formula blows any other product away. Everybody needs a great nootropic like Brain Force Plus. It is incredible. Everybody needs the new Turbo Force, total body, liquid energy, beyond energy drinks, totally healthy, clean burn. Said it lasted 5 hours, it lasts 10 hours. There's nothing like it because no other companies will actually put all the research and money into the product. But I would warn you, be forewarned, you better take half the regular dose the first time you take it. Because let me tell you, when I tell you, we believe it's the strongest, cleanest, most powerful pre-workout, energy, stamina, whatever you want to call it, baby, it's it. It's Turbo Force for a reason, and your purchase helps Turbo Force this operation. So take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Turbo Force and more. A bunch of big specials in Friday. Take advantage of them now.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
Virginia's Democrat governor, Mr. Northam, is trying to sign into law a bill similar to the one that passed New York that allows them to keep babies alive after they're born so they can harvest their organs. That's really what's going on here, and we've laid out all the proof. In the last few segments, it really is totally out of control, completely evil. And he started out defending Democrats introducing the bill, saying they can kill babies up to the time they're born, even if they're coming out of their mother. He said, oh, no, we humanely keep the little buggers alive before we suck all their goodies out. So this is the most nightmare, satanic evil hidden in plain view in front of everybody. And so that's your rest of the story. It's not just post-birth abortion legal in New York, about to be in Virginia. It's why are they doing it? And it's for organ harvesting on record. Think about that, America. If we won't stand up against that, what will we stand up against? I mean, it's already in the news that all the major iPhones and droids are watching and listening to you, that Samsung TVs are doing the same thing, and now there's new, quote, security holes. In the iCloud, let anyone get into your stuff. It's designed by a criminal class to rape and abuse you. And to get rid of all defenses, all privacy, where everything is open for the globalists to feed on you. So stand up. Reclaim your instincts, your common sense, your life force. And ask Jesus Christ in your heart and stand against these devils. And realize InfoWars is under attack because we carry the light in the dark of the night to resist these people. All right, you know I'm sick of Russiagate because it's such a fraud. And there's been no charges for any real collusion with Russians. It's made up. It's a smokescreen for Mueller and Hillary and all them on the Russian payroll. But Roger Stone has tried to have two press conferences when he was released in Florida, then when he was arraigned this week in D.C. And they've shouted him down. He's been unable to speak both times. So he's got the J.W. Marriott in D.C., and Owen Schroyer's there. We're going to have that live feed coming up in the next segment. There's a lot of media already there. We'll see if we rented a hall and have our own security and their security, if it could even happen in America. The live feed is watch live. Roger Stone holds major press conference in D.C. I will not be silenced, he says. Very important what they're about to break down on so many fronts. And he hasn't been able to speak yet at a press conference, so we'll see if it happens. This is the live radio slash TV feed. We'll have breaks. We'll have it all. But as soon as they go live at about 10 after, they think, this one about 7 minutes, we'll post a live feed box commercial free so that if you want to watch it without Alex Jones commentary or ads, or if Drudge wants to link to it or whoever wants to, that'll be up, that link, live. And then we'll also have our feed as well. You know, I thought we had a lot of feeds last week, or I guess earlier this week. I guess it was last Friday now. When Stone came out of the courthouse in Florida, we had 5,000 people a second IP addresses hitting the servers. We have some of the biggest companies in the country. 5,000 a second. It was 2 million coming in every couple minutes, and it actually crashed the servers for about an hour. So he was unable to have that press conference out there, but he talked for 20 minutes with us beforehand, but that crashed. So if Drudge does link to us, who knows what will happen this time. But that was a big story because the whole press was waiting. They wanted to hear from Stone, but he gave us the exclusive first. but he never got in his press conferences. So we'll see what happens here in like 5 minutes now with these live feeds at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Hell, the leftists may just go into the feeds we've got on Twitter and Facebook and kill those, you know, because we're not allowed to, when you get indicted, to have a say, you know. Don't say, hey, learn to code either. Twitter will ban you for that as well. You do what Silicon Valley says when they say it, or we'll throw yourself in an electronic gulag.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go live to Washington, D.C. in the JW Marriott, where Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone are attempting to give a live press conference. The last two press conferences on the streets of Florida and on the streets of D.C. have been shut down by Antifa and leftist anti-free speech folks that want to silence people they're trying to put in prison and not just take their personal physical freedom away, but also take their speech away. So let's go to Owen Schroyer, preparing to introduce Roger Stone right now.
Numerous media inquiries, and it's almost been impossible for us to sleep through this endeavor. Now, anybody who saw the FBI raid on Roger Stone's house knows that it was clear to me, beyond a reasonable doubt, that somehow CNN got a leak. And now you have congressmen calling for an investigation into that. You've also seen a lot of violence against Trump supporters and a lot of threats, as I said, against Roger Stone. So now we have to walk around with increased security. In fact, there are a lot of people doubting a story that I was sexually harassed in Washington, D.C. by a Women's March protester marching against sexual harassment, sexually harassed me. People are doubting that story, saying it's fake news. Well, I'm going to go ahead and give out this individual's name, and I'm begging, unlike people on the left, unlike what you did to the Covington Catholic high school boys, and unlike what you've done to Roger Stone, I hope that you would not dox this woman and you would leave her alone. But Isabel O'Shaughnessy was arrested for sexually assaulting me. Okay? Also, yesterday, I had a man try to rub spit in my eye. And this is all thanks to the lies in the mainstream media. And now they're trying to destroy an innocent man, Roger Stone. And I am just in a disbelief at how Roger has been able to keep his composure and maintain his energy throughout all of this. Now, I hope that he gets fair treatment here today, unlike what he has received this entire week, and unlike what he has received since this political witch hunt has began against him. Now, again, all of you came out here for one reason. You want the Roger Stone story. But how many of you actually care about an innocent man getting out of the grips of a rogue prosecutor? I'm wondering if any of you do. You were more obsessed with getting your shot than getting the truth out about Roger Stone at a press conference that you didn't pay a dime to be at, and you're begging for Roger to give you any quote all day long. So I just ask you, do you care that an innocent man is being politically persecuted right now, or do you just care about your own ratings? Is that why you lie about President Trump? Is that why you lie about Trump supporters? Is that why you lie about Roger Stone? So Roger is going to step up here, and he is going to provide an opening statement, and then we are going to take questions. But I know that some of you had to reach out to your corporate overlords and ask if you're even going to be allowed to air this press conference because there's an InfoWars mic flag sitting on the podium. Well, I hope that triggers you. And I hope that you realize that in media, you should be standing up for free speech. And in America, you should be standing up for justice, not a political persecution against an innocent man where they're trying to destroy his life and he has to deal with death threats every day. So without further ado, here is Roger Stone.
Thank you, Owen. First of all, as a veteran of 50 years in American politics, I understand that you cannot brand every member of the media with the same brush. And therefore, there are honest reporters in this room. There are capable, honest reporters in this room who are just trying to do their job and get the facts. And there are others who do not meet that criteria. So let's be clear. I do not regard the press or the media as the enemy. I regard some members of the press and the media as the enemy. That said, I wanted the opportunity to make a statement outside the courthouse the other day. That was obviously physically impossible given the pushing, the shoving, the shouting, the spitting. I felt kind of like Vice President Richard Nixon in Caracas in 1958. I want to say to begin with that, as I think most of you know, I have pled not guilty to the charges against me. I stress that these are all after-the-fact process crimes, and I am not accused of a Russian collusion. I'm not accused of collaboration with WikiLeaks. I am not accused of conspiracy. There is no evidence or accusation that I knew in advance about the source or content of the WikiLeaks materials, be that allegedly hacked material or allegedly stolen material. The allegation that I was less than truthful to the House Intelligence Committee to cover up what underlying crime? There is no underlying crime, and therefore any honest mistake I made in memory would be both immaterial and lacking intent. I do intend to vigorously contest these charges. I will mount as vigorous a defense as I can. I am heartened that Senator Graham and also some Republican members of the House are looking into the manner in which I was arrested. I think, as most of you know, at 5:50 a.m., 29 federal agents, FBI agents, both men and women, arrived in my home wearing full SWAT gear, night vision goggles, brandishing assault weapons, sidearms, and they had a device that is generally used for battering down a door when somebody refuses to open it. There were 17 vehicles in the front yard, two of them armored. There was a helicopter overhead. I live on a canal. There were two amphibious units in the water. My house was completely surrounded by armed agents covering every exit. I have no prior criminal record. I'm accused of nonviolent process crimes. I do not own a gun. There was no guns in the house. I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, but I do not own a firearm. I do not own a valid passport, with the caveat that it may have expired within the last 3 days. I don't know because it was seized by the FBI. I was not read my Miranda rights. I was brought out of the house. I was handcuffed. I was standing in the street wearing a Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong t-shirt, which is what I slept in. You can get those at 1776.shop. The proceeds go to my legal defense fund, wearing a pair of cut-off sweatpants, no shoes. My wife, who is hearing impaired, was ousted from the House. She was made to stand next to me wearing a nightgown and barefooted. Oh my God. The agents were professional and they were courteous once I was in custody.
Okay, let's stop right there.
Complaint about their
listeners have all heard this before because this is the place he doesn't get censored. But when we come back, he'll still be speaking, but he's going to go to questions. And I'm told there's like 50 news cameras there by Owen and others. We may get him to turn our live feed camera around so you can see that. So he's getting his First Amendment that he's been denied so far. We've had the corporate press calling for him to be gagged. This judge that seems to handle all the Mueller cases, all the Mueller cases, has gagged people in the past. So we'll see what happens on Friday when he is before her. When we come back, we'll have more of Roger and then the press conference itself when they go to those questions. We're doing this again so that they cannot shut down free speech and so we can actually be heard. And you heard Roger talking about his defense, and he's got his criminal thing that could cost $2 million. And that's great. We support Roger, and he works here, and he's paid. We can't allow that to overshadow the fact that I have a 10 times the bill just with my lawsuits and attacks for the mothership InfoWars to stay afloat. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get some of the incredible products, some of the amazing supplements, and our new flagship product that I believe will become the world's best-selling energy powder. It's beyond energy powder, and that's Turbo Force.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the syndicated radio / TV program dreaded by the globalists, dreaded by the communists, by radical Islam, by the pedophile rings, by Hollywood. And Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone are having a press conference because they shut down his last two in Florida and D.C. when he got released from jail and then when he got arraigned Tuesday. And so we're covering all of that right now. Again, why is this broadcast so vital? No one's going to point out they're passing laws written by Big Pharma to be able to harvest organs of children. That's why they want to keep babies alive after they're born, because that's where they're weak in these partial birth abortion suits, is because they've been caught doing it. That's why we're valuable. That's why InfoWars is important. That's the type of stuff we break. Now, Roger Stone just went to questions. My question is, what does Trump need to do to stand up against this? Talk about all that, but let's see what Roger's... He just went to questions. Let's go to Roger Stone live in D.C.
The problem where he really sees it is on the witness tampering, because even if you were joking, if the witness perceived it as intimidation, that's a problem.
But the witness also intimidated me. The witness, first of all, perjured himself before the grand jury about being the source of the content in the October release date of the WikiLeaks material. When I released over 30 pages of text messages proving that, very, very few media outlets reported that. They all reported his denials. MSNBC reported them almost in a serial nature, but nobody reported, virtually nobody reported my production of proof. Secondarily, the same man threatened to put a bullet in the head of one of the other exculpatory witnesses before Mr. Mueller's probe. That was reported by the Daily Caller. Additionally, he threatened to have a woman falsely accuse me of sexual assault. So, he hasn't been indicted for perjury. He hasn't been indicted for witness intimidation or witness tampering.
You're talking about Randy Credico.
I also would suggest that any attorney who makes pronunciations about this indictment without reading all 4.5 hours of my testimony to see the questions in context, or to see the emails and text messages surrounding those that are highlighted by the government, doesn't really understand the situation, and it would be irresponsible to draw conclusions. I'm represented by Bruce Rogow, Grant Smith, Robert Bushell, and Tara Campion. They are excellent attorneys. Mr. Rogow has argued before the U.S. Supreme Court on 11 occasions. He is a noted First Amendment civil and criminal attorney. He believes that this indictment is flawed.
Roger,
yes.
You actually said you won't bear false witness against the president.
Can I get some
Does that
water?
Mean that you are ruling out cooperating with Robert Mueller?
This is a question that I will have to refer to my lawyers ultimately. All I can tell you today is I will tell the truth about any matter that I have knowledge of. I don't possess any knowledge of any wrongdoing by the President of the United States, including Russian collusion. So when I first said I won't testify against the President, some of you said, aha, you see, it's a cover-up. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I will not make up stories. I will not bear false witness. I will not say things
not
that
fair,
are not
you won't
true.
Make it up.
I will tell the
He's
truth.
Saying, I can't say, like Giuliani said, that nobody ever did.
I have not.
You have not talked to
him. I have not.
Hasn't been found, though.
Special counsel's latest filing, it says the evidence against you is voluminous and complex. Does that scare you at all?
My attorneys have agreed to that. It is so voluminous and complex that a speedy trial is literally impossible. So we stipulated to that in the hearing before the magistrate, and both parties agreed to that.
Do you think the hack of the DNC was a good thing for America?
I think the hack of the DNC is an accusation that is unproven in any court of law in the United States.
Yeah, it was a download internally.
It is an assertion. But there is substantial forensic evidence that may never have been hacked at all. So I understand the credibility of those making that charge, but it is unproven in court.
What do you think
of
this?
Alicia Gallo is in the media. So the basis of the premise probe, the Russia probe, what the dossier says is that Donald Trump colluded with Russia to hack the DNC server. That's never been proved by the FBI.
Or anyone else.
In fact, Donna Brazil said that the DNC destroyed the server, hired the private cybersecurity firm Crown.
That sounds like a standard Fairbanks.
Replicas of what was on the server, and that's the basis of the probe. Do you think that the acting attorney general should be looking into why the DNC destroyed its server, which is, like I said, the basis of this whole Russia investigation?
Well, we don't know whether they have destroyed their server. We do know I'm being sued by the Democratic National Committee, and my attorneys in that action have sent a spoliation letter demanding that the server be maintained and preserved so that it can be inspected, and we can get to the bottom of the question as to whether the DNC
was ever hacked at all by anyone. Oh, yeah, the DNC would have the FBI in 20-plus times.
Maybe you should be standing
and you're hacked. Show people.
Yes, sir.
Roger, we all know that any number of defense attorneys would caution their clients against speaking in a situation like this. By the time your trial happens, months, perhaps even years from now, circumstances will have changed. You may come to regret some things that you're now saying. You may come to regret some of the associations, such as InfoWars, which you now have. What kind of advice are you getting from your attorneys about this? Why are you speaking like this?
Well, first of all, if you've read my book, Stone's Rules, which I highly commend, I believe that in the current atmosphere, when one is accused of wrongdoing and one has no response, either is not available or doesn't comment, there is a presumption of guilt that perhaps is unfair but very real. I know what I did. I know what I didn't do. I know the facts of the case. I don't think I said anything today that I will regret. It will be obviously said with greater documentation in court in due time. As far as InfoWars is concerned, it's a media outlet. It's a network. I don't subscribe to everything Alex Jones says. Alex Jones doesn't subscribe to everything that I say. I'm probably a bit more libertarian than he is. We have many talented people there. But it is a perfectly reputable platform. I'm responsible for the things that I say. I agree with Alex Jones on a number of things. I'm a nationalist. He's a nationalist. We believe in American sovereignty. We believe in American exceptionalism. I'm grateful to them for hosting this, because otherwise I'd have no reasonable forum in which I can answer your questions. My cell phone is the only electronic device that I still have, which was restored to me by the FBI. I'm 400 messages behind from reporters wanting to ask me questions. So this was the most efficient way to do so.
Roger, if you take yourself out of the equation and you just look at the broad scope of this, how do you explain the fact that Manafort, Flynn, Cohen, Papadopoulos' case all have been found guilty of lying and all about one issue, which is Russia?
I'm not sure I agree with that formulation. They were accused of that. I'm not any of them. I can only speak
None
to my own case, and I am not guilty.
Roger, are you ready tomorrow for Judge Jackson to give you a gag order?
That's certainly a possibility. We'll deal with that when it comes. I would point out that I make a living writing and speaking about politics. I would hope that the court would take that into consideration. Obviously, the government has not made a motion for that as of today that we're aware of. It would require
a
hearing, as I understand it. Obviously, I will adhere to any
RudgeReport.com is linked to us right in the middle column, and we've got live feeds there that are uninterrupted by me or radio breaks. I'm sure radio stations understand this is important. We've got to get it out. So watch live. Roger Stone holds major press conference in D.C. I will not be silenced. The raw feed, commercial-free, is on RudgeReport.com. Go share that link. RudgeReport.com, RudgeReport.com. So he can actually get heard. This is powerful. He's going to address the president.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, or bloating, and nothing else helps. Get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call to talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Idea for them to have a press conference at the Trump Hotel. And I'll give you inside baseball. Trump Hotel, where we stay when we go there because it's a nice hotel, voted the best in D.C. by Trump Advisor. The managers there say, we don't want you here. By the way, I've been there at Trump Hotel when CNN's on both TV channels at the bar. Something's going on with his people. And so I'm telling them, keep the press conference going. Bring up what Trump needs to do to challenge the deep state, the war on the press, and how the Clintons and Mueller and others are connected to Russiagate. State all those points at the press conference and state the questions because we can't hear them. But during the break, I'm talking to Owen. We'll see if he gets the message to Roger. Let's go to them live right now with a censored press conference. Three's the charm. Thanks to DrudgeReport.com linking to it. Here it is.
And the illicit infiltration of his campaign by the FBI. He should direct his attorney general, either the acting attorney general or his new attorney general, to do that. He has that authority. I also think he should declassify the documents surrounding the FISA warrants and find out whether there are additional FISA warrants, as I believe they are. And it is well known that Mr. Rosenstein was the U.S. attorney who was aware of bribes by the Russian energy company but approved the Uranium One deal anyway. And Mr. Mueller was the man who took the uranium samples to Stockholm for inspection by the Russians as a condition of closing the deal. I think these are legitimate issues that should be investigated by the Justice Department.
What should the president do about the war on the media?
Well, in my opinion, he should direct the Justice Department to enact antitrust action to stop the racketeering of the big tech companies that would censor some of us but not others. When I see Jerry Nadler sit in the Google hearing before the House Judiciary Committee and say censorship of conservatives by Google is a conspiracy theory, that's not true. We have internal memos, we have internal videos from Google, we have extensive proof that that is a willful strategy by those companies to believe that everybody banned InfoWars on the same day but they never spoke to each other, which would be collusion. Is just not credible. I think Mr. Cook should be under oath. I saw Mr. Pai under oath. He perjured himself again and again and again. China? Where's China? I don't even know. I couldn't even find China on a map. We're not doing business in China. That's a lie. Or the Google app does not allow you to track the whereabouts of a person. That's a lie as well. There were numerous lies told that day, but he has not been indicted for being less than truthful.
Roger, do you think that we've got a trial? Do you intend to take the stand and actually testify on your own defense?
No decision's been made on that. That would be wildly premature. It's a question you could address to my lawyers, but I don't think they could answer it at this time.
Roger, the president tweeted out this week that you worked for him nowhere near the end of the election. Did you read anything into that, or should we?
Well, it's technically true. I left the campaign in August of 2015 because I believed I could be a more effective advocate for his election operating on my own, and I did so. I wrote The Clinton's War on Women, which I think is the definitive work on the entire public record of Bill and Hillary Clinton. I commend it to you if you haven't read it. But no, I don't take any reading of that whatsoever.
Is there any change in your relationship that you've sensed with him over a period of months?
Well, I think you have to recognize that based on the advice of both his lawyers and my lawyers, we have not spoken in some time. But I have great affection for the president and his family. He attended my wedding right in the Willard Hotel next door. I attended his wedding to Melania. Also his wedding to Marla Maples. I've known Melania, the First Lady of the United States, since 1999. She's a wonderful person. I'm a strong supporter of his agenda. I've also been critical. I think we should be out of Syria now. I think we should be out of Afghanistan now. I think we should be out of Iraq now. He ran as a non-interventionist. I believe he actually agrees with me, and I hope that he is moving towards that. But his record on the economy, I think, is extraordinary. Things that we were told could not happen have happened. 500,000 new manufacturing jobs, 4.8 million new jobs, a record stock market, even with some of the corrections. So America is on its way back. I have great affection, and I remain a strong and loyal supporter of the president.
You think he does for you as well? Because he had a good relationship with Michael Cohen at one point, and then when the legal things got complicated, it changed.
I think my situation is quite different.
Do you think that Hillary Clinton should be indicted?
Anybody who is not asked a question from the media. Yes, sir.
Do you consider yourself a law and order person, right?
I would say, generally speaking, yes.
So then do you not think that what you describe as process offenses should be prosecuted? Are you saying that they should not be prosecuted?
I think a process crime has to have intent and materiality, and let's see if that happens. And on the other crimes, let's see if they're even actually true. Yes.
Roger, I know you addressed this a little bit in your past meeting interview, but there was a reference in the indictment to the notion of somebody being directed. I think you have sort of speculated as to who that might be. In the distance of time, the last 5 days, do you have any more sense as to what that's a reference to?
I have no idea because it's not true. Nobody directed me to do anything nor inquired. I did not coordinate anything with the Trump campaign or with WikiLeaks in terms of their disclosures. I had a tip, which turned out to be a very good one, about the significance and the October timing of the WikiLeaks disclosures. Everything else could be gleaned by setting a Google News alert and reading everything about WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, or watching the WikiLeaks Twitter feed when I was not banned on Twitter. And therefore, my purpose was to hype the disclosures to draw voter and media attention to the ultimate release of material. That's called politics. That's what I do. It hasn't been criminalized in this country, at least not yet. Any more questions from the media? Yes.
In that filing today from the court, with the voluminous amount of evidence they have to go through, it mentions terabytes of data that they've collected. What do you think they're hoping to find in terabytes?
I could not speculate. I believe that, and I've said this before, I believe that over a 2 year period, maybe even a 2.5 year period, my emails, my text messages, my phone calls have been monitored. There's certainly.
All right, folks, this is live coverage of the Roger Stone, I Will Not Be Silenced press conference in D.C. We're going to go to break, come back. I know he's got some final statements, and so does Owen. I'm very thankful for DrudgeReport.com for helping break the electronic Berlin Wall. And linking to it in the top middle column at DrudgeReport.com. And as soon as the press conference is over, it will be archived in full up there. There's two feeds, this live radio / TV feed that's happening right now, and then the live feed they've got that's commercial free. So if you don't want to hear me talking or the breaks that radio and TV stations have, I understand. Go to Infowars.com or DrudgeReport.com. You can find that page and watch it commercial free. But bottom line, know this. I told people, and I'm not at liberty to get into it. I don't know if my lawyers are right, but man, I tell you, I've had Mueller try to set me up with the Russians like out of a movie, and then they leaked it. And then, even though I caught them and got them red-handed when it happened, and then they did it again, and then they did it again, and it's just like, at a certain point, I've given it to folks at Fox. I've given it to other people. They've got it all. And it's just like they know I'm not involved with Russians or anybody else. I'm a flaming Americana guy who nobody can buy off. Everybody knows that. And then they tried to target my dad with the fact that Corsi worked here, claiming that hiring him was a payoff. And it just fundamentally makes me sick. Now, everything Roger told me was true about not working with WikiLeaks and all that. I don't like the Credico back and forth crap. If you want to be honest, the only place there's something is there, but then it's on record Credico was threatening him back just as bad. It's, I guess, something they do in New York. Here in Texas, you threaten to kill somebody, you try to do it, you know. But just whatever. We're going to come back and get to more of the questions, live press conference. We've got a lot of other big breaking news coming up right now, but I'm still flipped out by the Virginia governor pushing organ harvesting of babies after they're born. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The official press conference has ended, but there's a whole bunch of press there. There's a melee I'm told about, and our feed cut out. They're trying to reboot the feed. It'll be linked on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. DrudgeReport.com has a link right there. It's that page that DrudgeReport.com is linked to. As soon as the feed gets back up, I'm told there's some type of melee happening. I don't want to report on it until it actually we know exactly what's going on, but it looks like something's happening there in the ballroom that we're, well, I'm not going to say it till we get Owen back on with us as soon as we can. Right now. So please stay with us, obviously. They did not want this press conference to happen. They shut the press conference down Friday in Florida. They shut the press conference down in his arraignment on Tuesday. They're talking about the judge gagging him. She's already gagged a bunch of other people. She told people they couldn't fundraise to defend themselves. It's the same judge magically out of 30-plus judges in D.C. The computer just keeps picking her. It's like the same person winning the lottery three times in a row. So all of this garbage, all of this insanity, continues. Yeah, there's Politico. Roger Stone faces a gag order. He has a plan to resist it. So just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. As we're trying to get the feed reconnected and find out what's going on, with whatever just happened, Tulsa Disruptor showed up or something's happening, the feed cut. So, again, I'm on the edge of my seat right now. We're going to find out as soon as we know at Infowars.com/show and that link on drudgereport.com. Let me just try to mid-air refueling, because I got truth bombs I want to drop on the globalists forever. But if we don't get the funding, and I'm not complaining at the listeners and viewers, thank you for your support. You're incredible, but you don't understand. Starting like 3 years ago, they took all our internet sponsors. Then they wouldn't let us advertise on the Google platform. Then they took away all the online advertisers we had on InfoWars. They took away the discuss commenting section, so we wouldn't have thousands of comments per article, even though they were making money on that with their own ads. Then they took away our PayPal. Then they took away three of my other banks and got us down to one bank. Now we've got some backups. And I'm not complaining. This is what happened. And then, you know, they financed and ran all these lawsuits against us. And then we got 16 thrown out and had four more to deal with. So they filed five more. Here's the thing. I'm not giving up, because I know we've got truth and justice on our side. But it takes money to wage this war. I saw an article last week in the New York Times. We covered it here. Where BuzzFeed, that doesn't even have as big a fingerprint and footprint as we do in the media world, makes $300 million a year, but has to get $100 plus million extra money from the Democrats and Soros to stay afloat. And then I talk about our real numbers of bringing in $40 million a year or so, gross, but most of it's product sales. So an air filter, we might make $40 on. A water filter, at full price, we might make $80 on. Usually stuff's discounted. And so that's the problem. Out of $1 million of sales, we might get $200,000, $300,000 in here to fund things. So I'm not funding stuff with $40 million. I'm funding stuff with $10 million. And $10 million for what InfoWars is doing is unprecedented. That's what scares the living hell out of these people. Is it sounds like a lot of money if you're just an average person working in a paper mill. I get it. But when you've got 100-plus employees and crew, we run our whole show here, our whole operation, our own janitors, our own legal, our own accounting, our own researchers, camera people, producers, everything, writers, about 100 people. And when you're dealing with that and then breathing down your neck, I mean, we've learned to improvise a lot because they've taken everything away from us. And I'm not a victim. I'm a target, like Tommy Robinson says, but they've cut us back to this position like an armored fort, like the Alamo. And, you know, I'm going to make a good case for liberty no matter what happens to us. I'm not going to cry if we get overrun and taken down. I'm going to keep swinging till the end because I believe a good example is what it's all about. But I'd really rather continue on and be victorious and not give the enemy a victory. But the enemy's biggest victory is that I don't like to promote things and sell things, even if they're great products. I like to stay focused on news and information. And so here's the deal. I talk about the products I think are the best, even though they're not our best sellers. The products that we have are the very best. I mean, take fish oil, what it does for your heart, your brain, energy. I don't even usually take a nootropic if I'm up at 10 o'clock at night and I got to work till 3 a.m. on Coast to Coast AM or some show. I pop five fish oils. Nobody calls fish oil a nootropic. Your brain's electrochemical. It's basically made out of what fish oil is. So I like to say Brain Force, which is a clean, high-quality nootropic. We went to the top producer and said, make it even stronger and the best brand in the country and sell it for half the price. Because most folks just do nothing but advertising. They put nothing in the pill. So great, Brain Force is great. And a lot of folks are addicted to it, and they think it's wonderful, and it is the best. Fish oil is what floats my boat. I mean, I take it every morning right now. First thing I get up at 6 a.m. with my coffee, I bang back three big old fat juicy fish oils. And so our ultimate krill oil is even better than the fish oil, what it does for your brain, but there's no way to denature it. It gives you the burps. I'm not going to lie to you, but if you can deal with it, it's it. The Ultimate Krill Oil is rocket fuel, baby. I mean, it's the next level. Ultimate Fish Oil, wildcrafted out of the fjords. Amazing. Doesn't give you the burpees. Neither does Honor Roll. It's amazing for your kids, small caplets. But I tend to like Honor Roll. I'm a fish oil addict. I'm not going to lie. I gobble the stuff. Coffee's a thing of the past now. brain force is a thing of the past. And for different people, different things. I'm just telling you, fish oil is numero uno until I was talking to the guys 2 years ago. And I said, what's the number one best-selling thing in supplements? What is Jeff Bezos' number one selling thing in Whole Foods and at Amazon that he owns? Even though his own publications attack me for selling the same thing he sells. And the answer was, it's energy drinks. And I said, look at all these dyes. Well, that's what triggers it, sir. You know, obviously the toxic chemicals, it's a drug. Dyes are really drugs. We're not going to do that. What if we put out the strongest natural thing with all the herbs that are wildcrafted, that turbocharge the brain, that are slow release. So instead of 5 hours, 10 hours, with all the vitamins and minerals folks are already missing, with the amino acids for total upload. And the scientist said, you're absolutely right. Turbo force. So let me explain something. Just like our information is game-changing and no one else has it, and it's obnoxious and explosive, and like everything, that old joke is everything was more guilty, more wild, more strong, more out of control in the South. This is the chicken fried steak of gravy of steaks, ladies and gentlemen. But it's healthy and it's good. This is what happens when somebody runs a company that says, I believe people really want what the best is available, so that a lot of the price is actually the product and not the marketing. Instead, you get me up here telling you how great it is, set us a $1 million ad with a bunch of hot chicks in Vegas dancing around. I don't think you want hot chicks in Vegas dancing around to sell you the product. You might want that in real life. What you want is to actually be straight shot. I want you to be annihilated by how good it is. I want you to go, holy mackerel, Jones is awesome. God, he never steers us wrong. Exactly. See, that's my sales tactic is, what's the best damn thing I ever had? Let me promote that. That's Turbo Force. Turbo Force, ladies and gentlemen, won't just, well, quite frankly, I can't take it. I can barely take brain force. It's mainly a nootropic. So I'm already a little wired, a little fast. So like I said, I never had a problem with hard drugs. A few times I took it, I thought I was going to die. I took methamphetamine twice, cocaine twice, thought I was dying both times. Because I'm like on methamphetamine already all the time. I mean, that's how I am. Just I don't need it. But I'm telling you, this is all natural. This is healthy. This is what God gave us, not what the meth dealers give you. It is Turbo Force, Turbo Force, Turbo Force, Turbo Force. And I believe it is the ultimate energy drink that's healthy in the world, pre-workout, lifestyle enhancer, whatever you want to call it. But everything we sell, I've tried. And 6 months ago, the final version came in after many permutations. And I took a full dose at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was up at 4 a.m. So let me tell you, you need to be real careful with Turbo Force because it is the next level. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And it works well with Brain Force. One's a nootropic, one is total energy. I don't know what to call it. I just went to 3 top firms and I said, I want the ultimate. And they all came with different, in fact, one guy's the most famous guru in the country. He's a medical doctor. We had to pay him a bunch of money just to give us this formula. He doesn't want his name associated, obviously, but this is it, folks. It's Turbo Force. Hour number 3 is straight ahead. The latest from the DC melee and the press conference. We've got our feed back up. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got, nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product, and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. This concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate Krill Oil that is so pure, so good. And we have the Ultimate Fish Oil as well. All three of those, everybody. Energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest Turbo Force for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, is going to become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
50,000 watts, anthrax, and radio.
50,000 unstoppable watts.
Anthrax, and radio. Yeah. We're about to have another exclusive statement from the press conference of Roger Stone. Link on DrudgeReport.com. But let's go to this report real quick. Apple's lawless invasion of privacy, because new stuff just broke.
Well, this is what hubris looks like. Apple head honcho Tim Cook recently tweeted, "We must keep fighting for the kind of world we want to live in. On this hashtag data privacy day, let us all insist on action and reform for vital privacy protections. The dangers are real. And the consequences are too important. They're real, all right, thanks to Tim Cook and Apple." Tim Cook's ridiculous tweet unraveled as a 14-year-old discovered a spy glitch on Apple's FaceTime app, as the Apple Insider reported. Reports of a massive FaceTime flaw surfaced on Twitter. Present in current versions of iOS, the bug enables a FaceTime caller to eavesdrop on a recipient device's audio, even if that person does not answer. Camera access is also granted if the recipient interacts with hardware buttons on their iPhone. For example, pressing the power button to decline the call. Perhaps most troubling was the relative ease at which the bug is exploited. A nefarious party simply calls another FaceTime user and manually adds the originating number to the call as a third party. Once added, audio from the recipient's device begins streaming without an indication that a call is live. As news of this glitch spread, Apple's earnings this quarter didn't meet expectations. The Motley Fool reported, "Huawei has displaced Apple as the second largest smartphone company globally thanks to its strategy of offering feature-packed premium phones at lower price points when compared to Apple's lineup." Of course, Huawei has its own privacy issues. And if that wasn't enough to prove that privacy is dead on arrival, TechCrunch reports, desperate for data on its competitors, Facebook has been secretly paying people to install a Facebook Research VPN that lets the company suck in all of a user's phone and web activity. Meanwhile, as Reuters reported, a team of former U.S. government intelligence operatives working for the United Arab Emirates hacked into the iPhones of activist diplomats and rival foreign leaders with the help of a sophisticated spying tool called Karma. In a campaign that shows how potent cyber weapons are proliferating beyond the world's superpowers and into the hands of smaller nations, Tim Cook's high and mighty Twitter plea for privacy protection is a complete joke.
"And as we showed this year, we won't give a platform to violent conspiracy theorists on the App Store."
However, Apple is facing lawsuits from concerned citizens, as Apple Insider reported, According to court documents, Larry Williams II said an intrusion occurred as he was taking sworn testimony during a client deposition. It is presumed that Williams received a call as he conducted a deposition via FaceTime. But it appears that as the Department of Justice and Capitol Hill deliver swift penalties to China's invasion of privacy.
First, I am announcing that a grand jury in Seattle has returned an indictment that alleges 10 federal crimes by two affiliates of telecommunications corporation Huawei Technologies. According to the indictment, in 2012, Huawei began a concerted effort to steal information about a robot that T-Mobile used to test mobile phones. In an effort to build their own robot, Huawei's engineers allegedly violated confidentiality and non-disclosure agreements with T-Mobile by secretly taking photos of the robot, measuring it, and even stealing it.
Silicon Valley continues to violate not only our First Amendment rights, but our basic right to privacy with little repercussions other than David versus Goliath level lawsuits. Furthermore, this shows that totalitarianism isn't thousands of miles away in Asia.
We'll be back with more from the live press conference.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
News today.
Certainly for some, Alex Jones can be scary and abrasive.
There are those of us who absolutely understand that
never defeat the human spirit. No!
But if you can get through all that to explore what he's been saying, to see for yourself what it is that the establishment wants to hide from you, then the information you find could be life-changing. He predicted 9/11.
And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need. This Orwellian phony system.
He exposed the cremation of care ceremony at Bohemian Grove.
Babylon missed your religion ceremony.
He educated us about the relationship between the Third Reich and modern globalism.
Prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
He helped reveal the so-called Bilderberg Group et al.
And most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites.
He was the loudest voice reporting on the union between the communist Chinese and Silicon Valley. They falsely edit him. They lie about his reporting of Sandy Hook. They lie that he pushed a child down in a viral video. And now he is being deplatformed by Facebook, Apple, and Google. Private companies are being harassed and encouraged to stop doing business with him.
And then we get hit and say, you no longer use our software.
YouTubers are being censored for talking about him.
We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
And some Americans are actually celebrating this. This is America in 2018. Will you sit by and allow liberty and freedom to be taken away right before your eyes? Will you do nothing while history is being recorded? Will you sit and do nothing? Or will you do your own research, discover the truth, and stand for freedom?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, we're live.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
And Robert Barnes. We're live. Roger just ended the press conference. It was some type of melee. They had to leave. The feed got cut. DrudgeReport.com linked to it. They're now in their hotel room in the same building at the Marriott. We're not talking to him, but it's a live feed. Let's go to Roger Stone right now and hear what he's saying. Roger.
Pointed out how Alex Jones and I stood there in a House Judiciary Committee hearing and heard the head of Google perjure himself again and again and again.
So, Roger, I want you to just reiterate right now what you think the president should do about the Democrat ties to Russia, the Democrat ties to the Mueller probe, and how urgent this situation is. If he doesn't act soon, they're going to come for him.
There's no question about that. I was asked that question. This is indeed a speeding bullet heading for the president's head. He must declassify the FISA warrants. They lead right to Barack Hussein Obama himself. Peter Strzok gave us the hint in his text messages. Obama wants to know everything. It is inconceivable that Susan Rice and David Rhodes and John Brennan and James Clapper all these people and Eric Holder acted without the approval or direction of the President of the United States. Not believable. So he needs to declassify that information and look into whether there were other FISA warrants, a question that's never been answered. Number two, appoint a special counsel to investigate Uranium One, the largest treasonous crime in American history. Absolute treason to sell out 20% of our enriched uranium to the Soviets, who are trying to corner the market on uranium, among other minerals. And then lastly, he needs a special counsel to look into the abuses of the FBI. Why were FBI assets sent in to compromise George Papadopoulos, Carter Page, Roger Stone, and Michael Caputo? I think those things would get him off of defense and on to offense. When will Hillary Clinton's house in Chappaqua be raided by 29 armed FBI agents wearing flak jackets and night goggles? When will 17 vehicles and two, including two paddy wagons pull up that are armored, pull up in front of her house? When will it be a helicopter surrounding the ex-presidential compound in Chappaqua? We have no equal protection of the law in this country today.
Roger, would you like to make a statement on the treatment that you've received and your family has received in lieu of this persecution that you've received?
Well, it's very scary. Last night, my wife had almost a meltdown because she's at home alone with the dogs, and people continue to visit the house, throw things at the house, throw eggs at the house, ring the doorbell, stand outside the house honking the horn, screaming, "Traitor, traitor, your husband's going to prison, you're going to prison, you're finished, you're going to jail." And we don't know that some of these people are not violent. When we call the Fort Lauderdale police, they decline to respond. It's very disconcerting. She is going to join me here in Washington because she no longer feels safe at home. The death threats against my daughter, the death threats against my son, death threats against my grandchildren. Yes, death threats against my dogs. These people are unhinged lunatics. I can't understate the violence and the hate that Owen and I experienced out in front of the courthouse and will probably experience again tomorrow morning. The pushing, the shoving, the yelling, the spitting, the people pounding on my car, starting to rock the car. I felt like Vice President Richard Nixon in Caracas.
Let me say this right now. This is why I'm so thankful to listeners. They call to thank me. I'm thankful that they funded us to build a multimedia platform. We've got reporters in D.C., reporters all over. We're covering live press conferences. We're covering live response after. We're affecting change worldwide because of you. So, listeners, thank you all. This is really amazing what you've done. And you hear what Roger's up against, StoneDefenseFund.com. Please support him. Remember that InfoWars has 100 employees and all these globalist attacks as well. We need your support. You've been supporting us, but understand it's not just part of the victory. You're spreading the word. You're praying for us and you're financially supporting us is key. It's essential. It's absolute like oxygen. We have to have it. And we've got great products you already need, like Turbo Force or Brain Force or Supermel Vitality or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's all there. We're going to go to break and come back with Robert Barnes, who was so great on air. I asked him to stay another day. He's leaving in a few hours. We'll come back to constitutional lawyer for his view on this in a moment. But let's go back to Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone, who've been run into their hotel room by Antifa people and are now continuing their press conference that Drudge has been gracious enough to link to, understanding that Roger's been denied two press conferences. Finally, he's getting this one.
The first interview I gave after my arraignment, InfoWars. The first interview I'm going to give tomorrow after my court date, InfoWars. And I'll tell you why. Because I know when I call Alex Jones, I won't be gagged. I won't be censored. I won't be limited. That he'll let me speak and tell you the whole truth. There's no other media outlet like that in America. Everything else, any place else I might go will edit you or cut you off or stop you. Even the other night on Laura Ingraham, I could have used an additional 3 minutes. I just didn't have enough time to tell people what was happening. So the survival of InfoWars is crucial. And building a legal team with great lawyers who are tough and ready to fight is the other part of this. So StoneDefenseFund.com, InfoWars.com, go to the store, buy a T-shirt, buy a book, buy a nutraceutical, or just send us a contribution. Be as generous as you can. InfoWars and Roger Stone, we need each other at this point. And I'm very
grateful. That's right. We're going to go to break and come back with these guys. But, folks, people say, where are the champions fighting the globalists? When you fight them, they come after you. That's why we're under attack. So we'll be right back with Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, amazing brain. Well, the stuff he's saying off air is powerful. I don't know if he'll say it on air. But there is a lot of manipulations, a lot of machinations going on. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, or bloating, and nothing else helps. Get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy.
with 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply. This is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
This just is. Jury awards Senator Rand Paul $580,000 to be paid by a leftist neighbor who assaulted him. Paul probably spent that much money going after this guy. I'd rather not get 6 broken ribs and a punctured lung than $580,000. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, patriot, representing some of the Covington kids that have been lied about and demonized. You've been here watching this live press conference. What Roger Stone, everybody's covering, all the weirdness going on. You know a lot of the players involved. You know Cassandra Fairbanks, reporter, is being demonized. What do you think's really going on?
So I think there's a collective effort by Mueller's team to silence and shut Roger up. And I think the way in which it will be approached is they'll try to use someone like Jerome Corsi with Mr. Klayman, try to claim that Mr. Stone is somehow interfering or trying to obstruct or coordinate or coerce his testimony in a particular manner, which would not be accurate, just based to try to gag Roger Stone and to try to set up any ancillary charges, because the behavior of Mr. Klayman and the behavior of Mr. Corsi have been highly peculiar, because while they claim to have sued Mr. Mueller and claim to be exposing Mr. Mueller, yesterday they're out there threatening Cassandra Fairbanks that they're going to sic Mueller on her. So there's some clear inconsistency, some clear contradiction in their behavior. They appear to be acting at the behest and at the behalf of Mr. Mueller, not meaningfully challenging him, not meaningfully contesting him, not on the opposite side of him, but in his bed.
So what does Roger do? Corsi doesn't matter now anyways. Just leave Corsi alone.
Exactly. He has to continue to defend himself publicly and have his lawyers and other advocates defend himself publicly, but make sure that nothing he says can be misinterpreted or misconstrued. I've litigated this in other contexts. I had a case where the government informant was the CFO of a company and who was falsifying testimony against my client. So I sued the individual to expose him. The Department of Justice threatened me, threatened my law firm, threatened other people, said that's my client's constitutional rights, and they backed down. So he has to assert his constitutional rights, but be intelligent about how he goes about it.
What would you call this period, not just America, but the world's in right now?
It's really a time period where either we're going to be democratically run or we're going to be deep state run. It's one or the other. That's the nature of it.
Choose your D.
Exactly. Where either ordinary people are going to get to run their own government, determine their own society, create their own justice, or we're going to be subject to a small elite group that runs at the whole show.
So it's a global corporate takeover.
Absolutely.
And are the people going to put up with it?
Correct. Is our government going to become the Chinese government? Are we going to mimic Chinese society where we have a small group of people who run everything, control how we think, control the media, control operations, control the economy, control society? Or are we going to be what our ancestors set up, what my great-great-great-grandfather who settled Rhode Island helped set up, which was a democratic vision, a democratic dream where ordinary people could control and govern their own lives, their own thoughts, their own economy?
Isn't that Western Europe because it is true, like 1,000 years ago, we were cave dwellers. Isn't our big innovation that we actually wanted to have local rule?
Absolutely. It was the rule that is the closest to the person, is the rule that is the most democratic in origin, and ultimately is the most humanitarian in respect. It's very hard to hate somebody when you're governed at the local level. Hatred and divisiveness come about when we have power concentrated in an elite group that needs people fighting each other so the elite group can maintain and control its monopoly.
You decentralize it, it makes it about the people.
Exactly. It makes it humanitarian, it makes it individual, it makes it about celebrating the best aspects of the human existence.
If this was a football game, a Super Bowl championship, where's Team Humanity versus the globalists in their post-human future?
Really, Team Humanity's in the fourth quarter facing someone that has first and goal against them. I mean, that's the reality. The reality is we're on the very back. You know, we've had successes to the degree to where we can actually win the situation, win the game, win the society.
But only because our spirit senses we're about to be destroyed.
Precisely. Only because our backs are up against it. And that's the reason why they have the opportunity to close it down forever. If people like Mueller can be the de facto Attorney General of the United States, then our elected president doesn't even matter.
Look at Whitaker, like, shaking, calling him the director. It's like, where these men just literally kiss, they grovel to each other.
Correct.
Like, they're not men.
They're part of the sort of blacklisted culture that is so used to being extorted, so used to being blackmailed, they don't know what their independence is. When I was a little kid, I always idolized Medgar Evers because he was, you know, the person who actually shot him, grew up in my hometown. I knew him. And so I was
Tell folks who Medgar Evers was.
Absolutely. Medgar Evers was one of the greatest civil rights leaders in American history. He was a man who had death threats against him all over the place. And what he said was, they asked him, they said, why aren't you afraid to die? And he said, well, most men die 1,000 deaths every day. I'm only going to die once. And as a little kid, I thought that was one of the most extraordinary, amazing things. I wanted to be like Medgar Evers. Unfortunately, a lot of the people that have political power...
More time on him than what ended up happening to him.
Oh, exactly. What happened is he was shot in his front lawn, waiting to go into his house to meet his wife. But he was right. He did only die once. His iconic history inspired millions of people across the country to change the world. And that's the reason...
That's why the globalists are smart. They're not going to kill me until they destroyed my name and made me something else. Then when they're complete, then I'll be killed.
Exactly, because the goal is to control the audience. They want the audience to not hear you, the audience to not listen to you, the audience to be afraid to tune in, the audience to be afraid to support, the audience to be afraid to participate, the audience to be part of this community, part of this family, part of this extended group of people, challenging conventional wisdom, challenging the establishment press, challenging this corporate agenda that wishes to control every aspect of their human existence.
They don't want us giving each other aid and comfort.
Absolutely, because that's the key to resistance. Effective resistance is a group of people together taking collective action and inspired by that, supporting one another, supporting our ability to be out there, to communicate, to express, to articulate, to challenge, to question. Those are the things that scare them. Those are the things that terrify them, because those are the things upon which revolts and revolutions are built.
Why doesn't the establishment just join with the will of humanity? Because there's an evil driving force that wants to destroy ourselves. There's like a kill switch built into us that we have to override.
It's very much a sociopathic, psychopathic mentality that the people in positions of privilege and power occupy. And I remember being taught years ago by a young professor. I was like, you know, I wanted to actually be a prosecutor coming out of law school because my only ethical duty was to do justice. And I couldn't even get an interview. And I was like, how is this? I finished at the top of my class. I'm doing much better than all these other people have done. And he said, they don't really want reflective people. They don't want people who are independent of thought. They don't want people who really have a conscience, because in order for the system to perpetrate itself,
they want robots.
Exactly. That's what they need. And that's why independent, authoritative voices like InfoWars terrify them so much. And they need to censor and shame and terrify the audience into not supporting, not being part of it, not being connected to it, because that's the only way they can
suppress
it. They
want to associate with losing when, no, this is association with winning.
Precisely. The whole goal and the objective is to make the opposite of what is true true, so that people don't recognize and realize the success that they have.
Exactly. We get Trump elected, our listeners. Make it dirty. Make it bad. Precisely. Don't let us be rewarded for our victories. Let us feel like we're failures in our victories.
Exactly. Make them feel guilty and bad and shamed by being even associated or part of it. It's part of an ongoing mind control effort to trick people into not being part of something that's actually working and succeeding.
But now they're really pissed because they have cut off so many avenues to reach new people, but our core audience even gets it more, and it's enraging them.
Exactly. It's like that, it's having that fortress mentality of people who are willing to fight to the barricades, to the very end, that level of mindset is effective resistance, because that is what stops the mind control efforts of the establishment press from being able to shape people's minds and dictate their outcomes.
And so with all the guests, what they really fear, I'm not just saying it's true, InfoWars is like Omega Man. We have the cure. We have it. We have the Renaissance. We have the Americana. We have it. And we want to share it. And we just want to fix it for everybody. We don't want to run your life like the globalists. We don't want to screw little kids. We're not devil worshipers with the power that we can swagger in and kill some baby. We want to see you and your ancestors and your progeny on the stars. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, or bloating, and nothing else helps. Get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Okay.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. News today.
So, Robert Barnes, you know, you're a constitutional lawyer. You've been a guy that's battled the KKK, represented a lot of African-Americans. You've done a lot of different stuff over the years. And then you pull back and you look at what's currently happening. And you were saying earlier that the globalists are on the verge of winning, and that's why we see this big resistance. That's kind of depressing. I mean, what would you quantify that about who the players are from your own historical research, the different power structures, what's happening on the world today?
So you have someone like Robert Mueller, who's been the deep state fix-it man for the better part of two decades, involved in a wide range of questionable cases, BCCI, HSBC, Noriega, covering up the CIA's role in all of those, continuously involved in various cases like the Asimov case, the 9/11 conspiracy, covering up whistleblowers.
Well, we should take time on the Asimov case in a minute, but go ahead.
Exactly. We have 9/11, where he not only helps get the Saudis and the Bin Laden's family out of the country while they should have been under investigation, but he also covers up that FBI whistleblowers and field agents.
How did he become the cover-up guy?
It's sort of his master. He learned that and showed his skill at it in the Whitey Bulger case in Boston. So he goes from the Northern District of California over to Boston, becomes chief of the criminal division, while one of their key informants is Whitey Bulger. And he's the one who helps cover up Whitey Bulger's involvement in another bank robbery and a murder where four...
Well, they were using him actually as Irish deep state muscle for the white shoe boys to take out Italian mobs.
Exactly.
When that war kind of started with the FBI and the Italians, because before the FBI had been under Italian control, so they were kind of pissed about it, so they were wanting to wipe them out. So he was an early capo in a war who made his bones.
Absolutely. The way Mueller sees Hoover as a icon, as a hero, as someone to idolize, as someone to be a part of, as someone to support, as someone to imitate, as someone to mirror, as someone to reflect. And so he takes that same ideology, just to combine it with a patrician background. Take his family comes from when New York was New Amsterdam. That's how old money, Mueller is. So you combine that with the Princeton dining clubs and the elite history, and you combine that too with the Hoover ideology and the Hoover mindset, you have one of the most dangerous people at key positions in the Justice Department.
You got a silver spoon, white knight is really a black knight who's God's gift to the planet.
Exactly. You have Hoover, but with a fancier pedigree and a nicer resume and a better outfit. And that is a more...
Now, you got Hoover, but not in a dress.
Exactly. That's correct.
Hoover's reborn as a Marine.
Precisely. And he's got the clean cut imagery. He's got the Princeton Ivy League pedigree. He's got the family history and ancestry. He's the guy that everybody is scared of.
So let's just say it. He's not the cum dump that Hoover is. So getting serious here though, moving forward, this is his cover up job, and I interrupt you in the middle of you breaking all that down. So let's get into his cover up history. He does a great job with the war against the Italian mafia, not to get rid of the Italian mob, but to replace it. Because they got a little uppity with the white shoe boys, and then he just leads into the current.
Precisely. So, you know, when he's with Bush, he helped cover up. He convinced the federal judge to not allow Noriega to talk about how he was really on the CIA payroll. He gets the BCCI, which was the bank of choice. You know, Clark Clifford, the former Kennedy attorney general, was involved with BCCI. They were the favorite bank of drug dealers, terrorists, money launderers, some of the worst criminals, rogue states in the world.
So it's a CIA bank.
Exactly. But that never comes out because of Bob Mueller. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can go and look up William Safire at the New York Times, who was reporting about Bob Mueller interrupting and interfering with the New York prosecutor's attempt to document what BCCI was up to. So these things are out there in the open. They're in court filings. They're in public filings. They're in the evening.
So he's the dirtiest of the dirty. And then now they bring him in.
Exactly. He is an expert. He is the deep state fix-it man. He's the guy who makes sure the CIA is never implicated. Powerful political people are never implicated. The connected parties are never are implicated. That they find a couple of sin goats and scapegoats to sort of offer to the public. And they make sure all the important people walk away clean and free. And he's done it repeatedly. And he's done it for more than 30 years. And his involvement in U.S. Attorney's Office and is at the FBI. Includes Fast and Furious. Includes the IRST party. Includes HSBC. Which replaced and was the successor to BCCI and its money laundering and drug running activities and its gang criminal support. HSBC was known as the bank of choice for the Mexican drug cartels. Yet somehow the CIA's role, deep institutional role, deep state role, all covered up, all hidden by the same.
You know a lot about Chicago as the main drug route. El Chapo worked for the CIA. I know the guys used to run the flights for him that we've had on the show. How do they even have a trial for El Chapo when he was in CIA for 25 years.
Exactly. It's a very interesting choice because you look at that, you know, Netflix and they're doing Narcos Mexico. They hint at it. They hint at the fact that the CIA was involved in Mexican drug running and gun running. They hint at their role in the attacking the DEA agent. But they never go to the full details of it and the scope of it. And what very interesting, El Chapo made an interesting choice. He chose to put on no defense. Whatever the story is, he's doing something behind the scenes to sort of keep secret and keep quiet the complicity involved.
Like you said, they're holding his kids hostage.
Correct. He's got two little kids, two that have been inside the courtroom. The judge threatened if he even communicated with his wife or his kids. The judge threatened the lawyers if they allowed such communication to take place. So it gives you, once people are introduced to the American criminal justice system, they're often shocked and horrified by the way in which it operates.
And we're not lionizing El Chapo, but let's be honest. He was an angel cake running all of Mexico before Obama decided to end all that and destabilize it and cause 200,000 dead. I mean, he wasn't, back then, you didn't kill women or kids under El Chapo. So they've pulled El Chapo out to put in the next generation of Aleister Crowley, Grim Reaper worshippers.
Absolutely. I mean, basically what they've done is when you look at the drug distribution networks under El Chapo, they mostly minimized collateral violence because that was the way to maintain their limited political harassment in Mexico. So as soon as you take him out, all of a sudden you get heads on stakes like you got in Cancun. You get bodies being hung off of bridges. You get live video executions that started taking place, popularized in various films. So the taking out El Chapo had the net effect of destabilizing the drug distribution and allowing the most violent, sick, vile sources of gang activity in the world.
So why was Chapo removed?
I think that's an open question that a lot of people are struck by because everybody knew that the effect of removing El Chapo would be to increase the power of MS-13, the Central American gangs that have no
who concept. Made the deal with the Democrats. That's why they, aren't they now the arm of them?
They very much are. I mean, they're the ones running guns. They're the ones running drugs. They're the ones distributing.
Oh, think about how huge that is. The Democrats literally run MS-13 other groups now. This is.
And the net effect of it is that basically they're given free rein. I mean.
And that's why Obama started taking him out was because he's the old school that doesn't kill women and children. They want the new literal translation worship of the angel of death. They want that group in control because they'll do everything.
Effectively, what happens is human smuggling takes off. So once El Chapo's political power is removed, the net effect of the...
Right, there wasn't kidnapping when he was in charge.
Correct, because it interfered with his drug distribution business. So they put different people in charge, the net effect of their prosecutorial policy decisions they knew would have those consequences, dating back to when they did the same thing to cutting off Colombian traffic through Miami and the Caribbean, shifted it to create the Mexican drug cartels in the first place. So everybody at the top level knows that the net effect of our policy choices is to create...
Exactly. So what is the end game then?
That's an open question. I mean, and what people are speculating and what various people see is what they see is if they intend the consequence, if they know the consequence, well, what's the consequence? Worse human trafficking than we've seen in a long time. Some of the most vile violence than we've seen in a long time. And the elevation of some of the most dangerous, precarious gangs in the world to where they're running caravans. I mean, you've got these gangs protecting, creating.
So it's the worst groups allied with the UN. El Chapo wouldn't do it to break the U.S., to break Latin America, to break Mexico. It's a literal globalist run drug cartel ready to break North America.
Well, the old sort of notion of Foucault and other people was that, you know, why would we create a permanent criminal class? Because it makes people feel more and more comfortable with the police. So you destabilize Europe. What's the net effect? Within a year or two, you have them publicly admitting things that you'd been talking about for 10 years, which is, well, really, maybe we need an EU army to deal with all of these immigration and migration issues.
But then they're going to be people that help run it all.
Exactly.
So
it helps create the premise and the presumption for their new power grab.
God. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. El Chapo's removed because he wasn't evil enough and just wanted stability. No, we're using drugs as a weapon to break down everything. This is what the globalists are doing. We'll be right back. Stay with us with Robert Barnes.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got. Nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. This concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate krill oil that is so pure, so good. And we have the ultimate fish oil as well. All three of those, everybody, energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart, these are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest Turbo Force for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, has become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's The Alex Jones Show.
Good
if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
So I was asking constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes his take on what he thinks is most evil in the world. He brought up the governor of Virginia talking about keeping babies alive after they're born to harvest their organs. That's the real reason they're doing it. And just how dehumanizing this has gotten. But you see, those of us that have a conscience, psychopaths and sociopaths, they think they're the ruling elite because they don't have one. And they're expert on playing on our emotions that they don't have. So your take on this whole situation with New York legalizing post-birth abortion, and then now Virginia moving for it and defending it.
And what they're really legalizing is infanticide. What's fascinating is, you know, several years ago, I mean, you'd been talking about this for an extended time period. You had the various undercover reporters go in and document that Planned Parenthood was doing this with various organizations and associations in California. The news story that came out tried to filter and frame and reinterpret and reconstruct what they said by saying, oh, these were selectively edited like they claim about James Keefe. They said that these videos were not accurate, were not honest, were not correct. And it turns out they were. In fact, it went up to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals earlier just this month, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said that what these people had videotaped was actually accurate. It wasn't selectively edited. It was that what was really happening, where they were harvesting organs and various stem cells and other aspects of a baby's physical body for the purposes of personal political profit. In fact, not only that, the Orange County District Attorney brought charges against several of these organizations, forced them to leave the state, disclosed that they had made over $8 million or close to it. And yet those stories were completely suppressed, that unless you were following it in detail, the establishment press never reported it. Instead, in fact, the state of California, me and some other lawyers fought it. But the state of California tried to criminalize what was videotaped. They tried to make it a crime to do undercover reporting of that type if it didn't have certain levels of certain kinds of pre-approved approval from certain select political sources. Then you could go to prison for doing what those guys did when they documented this whole scandal and put it in video format. And then here you have now the state of New York and the state of Virginia openly celebrating it, openly welcoming it, openly trying to make it state law to basically treat a human being like nothing more than a piece of cattle.
So the real headline is Democrat Governor Ralph Northam is advocating the legalization of babies having their organs harvested. That's really what he's doing. That's really what he's saying. That's really what he's pushing.
It's the ultimate form of dehumanization. If you can dehumanize a little baby, then you can dehumanize anybody, any place, anywhere, anytime. So it's part of this broader campaign that it's meant to undermine the humanity and the humanitarian experience and the universality of humanitarianism. I remember when I met one of the top-ranking people in the Planned Parenthood when I was a kid at Yale. We did a group. In fact, I did it with Justice Breyer's daughter. We were doing a debate series. He was there. He was discussing it. We did a dinner later. And he just presumed that I would agree with him when I didn't. But he's sitting there talking to me, and he's saying, well, Bob, if you really look at these things, you should look at where the population is expanding and where we need to control it. And I was like, so this is basically...
That was code for minorities.
Absolutely. He was saying we need to have repressed the African population, the Latin population, the Asian population, that he made it clear that this was just the sterilization campaigns of the 19-teens and 1920s, which people forget was the true inspiration to the Nazis. The Nazis constantly gave credit to the
Margaret Sanger and the Rockefellers.
Absolutely, to that entire movement.
That's why it's so refreshing to talk to you, because you know your history. Most lawyers I talk to, they're really good at law, but I tell them stuff about history, they look at me like I'm a Chinese jet pilot.
Right.
And it's like the left are literally Nazi eugenicist crazy people. They're selling babies' organs. And I tell the women, you can get $300,000 for your baby for organ harvesting or adopted. They're like, I'm a woman, I'm killing it. I'm like, fine, keep the money at least from your dead kid. You grew it. You know, it's just so sick.
And Northam really disclosed that. It was fascinating to watch it with that sort of silky Southern accent. He hides the nefarious nature of what he's saying. Because he's like, well, especially, you know, people that have certain disabilities and certain problems.
He said, they might have it. And we're going to take care of it.
Exactly.
The baby's going to be comfortable while we get the goodies.
Exactly. We'll wrap them up in a nice, tight little row, and then we'll strangle them. I mean, it's a sick, sick mindset.
And he tells the women, he goes, who look upset, he goes, we don't tell women what to do now.
Exactly.
They're like,
this is a deeply disturbing. You're seeing the insights of a psychopathic, sociopathic mind.
It's the most vampiric crap I've ever seen.
Absolutely. And he's putting it right there for everybody, and he's the governor of one of the biggest states in our union.
I remember when I learned that they were heating hospitals 6-7 years ago in the UK and Europe with baby bodies. And I knew, I said, wait. That's just the cover to say we're burning babies for energy. And then sure enough, they were selling the organs. And so they've got blood tested. They know what's going on. A woman's coming in. They've got blood tests. They can tell the baby's blood test. So they've got some rich person that's got a kid in the car at age 3. They're going to get $500,000. So they go to these computers, put in bounties. It's $3.5 million, $1 million just for that liver. For some rich guy that doesn't even know. And so your kid is sick. They're in there. Oh, we're sorry. Little Angel didn't do too good, but you signed the organ card. And then the guys get that money. I mean, this is such a scandal, but instead it turns into women's reproductive rights. And he's like, ladies, don't stand up for those babies. It's a woman's right. The women go, I guess you're right. He's like, yes, you are, my dear. You keep your mouth shut, women, for women's rights.
Exactly. It's one of the sort of sickest, most disturbing ways to do it. Because once you can dehumanize a baby, you can dehumanize anybody, any place, anywhere, anytime. It's the ultimate extension, the ultimate expansion of a mindset where people in elite positions of privilege and power don't see human beings.
It's the final frontier. And so what you do is you go after his donors that are genetic tech, biotech, body parts. You show it because, again, think how evil he is. He's got his own legislator introducing it, abortion up till after birth. What does he do? He just goes, he doesn't debate they're killing babies during the birth. He goes, we keep it alive. We make it comfortable while we take out the nice, juicy organ parts. And he just, it's like, we don't get in the way of women, do we? And the women go, I guess we don't. He's like, now you got a seat at the table. You can grow us. We don't grow cotton or tobacco now. You women grow them babies for us. The women are like, yes, we do. He's like, and you ain't gonna get none of the money either. And she's like, yes, sir. I understand you're good. Now you know.
Exactly. And it's, what's frightening is it's an extension of the mindset of slavery that dehumanized individuals.
Oh, this is the ultimate slavery.
Exactly.
You got the fine Southern gentleman. We gonna grow that baby up big and juicy. And nobody stand in a feminist way. And she's like, I guess you're right.
And to disguise this kind of horrific dehumanizing in the name of motherhood. To call it, oh, we're going to
protect mommies, give us them babies.
Precisely. It's a degree of darkness. And I think what shocked him was he probably didn't expect this public reaction.
Well, he didn't. He thought he was so slick. Like,
yeah,
we're not just killing them when they're coming out the birth canal. We make them real comfortable.
And then he used, it was amazing the language he uses. He gets away from all death language. He says, oh, we'll just make them comfortable. And then a decision will be made.
A decision.
Not we're going to kill him.
I
we're
don't want the governor to be hurt, but imagine him tied up. I got a big old knife or something. Oh, we got a decision coming.
Exactly.
We going to decide.
Precisely. And it's a rebirth. Like people forget the whole vaccination issue. My populism professor at Yale, what he studied was the anti-vaccination movement of Portland in 1920s, because in fact it was a populist movement because under the guise of vaccination they were doing illicit sterilizations. They were targeting poor kids and poor families, mostly white families, but also poor African-American families across the board.
That's why I love you, because you know history. It's all on record. The eugenics boards that Hitler came out of the U.S.
Exactly. They bragged about it. There wasn't a Nazi who said that they didn't get their ideas.
At the Nuremberg trial, they said, we're following your damn orders.
Exactly. Just following it and implementing it to its logical conclusion.
They thought the U.S. would go along.
Exactly. Well, and to some degree, you know, the U.S. goes and employs a bunch of these Nazi scientists.
36,000 of them.
Exactly. So to some degree, we did, sadly.
Well, this governor clearly is on the payroll of this, and I think he's jumped the Medegalodon.
Yeah, I think he had no, he's clearly so accustomed to his bubble, in bubble universe, that he thought talking about this in talk radio would be so normal and so natural.
We gonna make that baby real, come, like a vampire. We gonna drink your baby's blood, but we gonna give him a shot of heroin, and I sink my thing in and suck that blood out. He gonna think mommy giving him a kiss. Let me talk to you like that real sweet now. Give me that baby Jorgen, because I need that money. Next hour, coming up with Paul Watson, but not before we finish up with Robert Barnes.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world. It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalists. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I got some good news before Paul Joseph Watson takes over. I was going to cover this today. It was in my stack that Trump's chief counsel, boy, he's being killed by these establishment lawyers. He had nominated three conservatives, the Ninth Circuit. That's the circuit that bans the American flag and says the country's evil and all the rest of it. And we should bring in unvetted jihadis with no real passport. So his chief counsel had made a deal, it turned out. White House, working behind Trump's back to appoint leftist, the Ninth Circuit, Jamie White, wrote about that yesterday. Well, look here. Fox News, Harris and Feinstein, fume. Well, you're not the president, lady. After White House renominates two conservative California judges, because they gave him one, but two libtards on, Trump just reversed that. So he's fighting hard, but he's fighting major mutiny. So we've got a good constitutional lawyer, Robert Barnes of @Barnes_law at Twitter. What do you make of that?
That's a very good decision of the president to reverse course, because the people that would have been nominated by Harris and Feinstein would have been established.
Well, as soon as he knew, he reversed it.
Exactly. And thank God. So the sad thing is, I think he has very few true ideological allies in the entire White House apparatus.
Well, say it. They all get threatened. They're a bunch of wimps.
Exactly. They're people who don't share his agenda. They're people who don't share his mindset. They're people who will capitulate at a given moment at any time. They don't share the same backbone that he has. And the effect of that is that they constantly put him at political
risk.
He's
a general without an army.
Exactly. He's a general without any army or without any other generals. So he's trying to do things, or he's doing things with colonels that are actually undermining him on a daily basis. Imagine trying to run a battle that way.
So he's George Washington with 50 Benedict Arnolds.
Exactly. So and that's the effect of it. And they're pretending that they're not Benedict Arnolds while they're designing and developing strategy. And the net effect of it is that it puts his political agenda at risk. It puts the independent populist agenda at risk. It puts the humanitarian reestablishment of democratic rights at risk.
And they think, these modern men think double dealing is smart. But no, double dealing, it's one thing if you're working for a great plan, have a backup with somebody you think is almost as good. But when you're dealing with pure evil and something good, that's called being an idiot loser, morons.
Precisely. There are people who've grown up in such a protective environment. They grew up in sort of, they're almost all upper middle class, upper income
background. Total white shoe.
Exactly. They have no clue about the real world. They've never had a real job. They've never taken a real risk. They not only have they not done a real risk in sort of the military or the police in their real lives or in their business, but they haven't taken a real risk in politics. And the effect of it is if the president went back and President Trump went back to appointing and putting into power people like himself, he would be able to implement more of his agenda than have this constant sabotage.
And again, notice the whole establishment's move is about keeping us from risk, rites of passages. As bad as they are, it's like Nietzsche said, that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Every risk I took brought me to a new level. It's literally like magic.
Exactly. The sort of safe space ideology has led to a safe space idolatry. So you have these, I mean, they don't let their kids go out and play or publicly associate with other people. They're always in their own little environment from the time that they're 3 until the time that they're 30. And the net effect of it is you get...
They're delusional.
Absolutely. The people who are terrible, like if you looked at the list of those people and you said, if a black swan event happened tomorrow that was totally anticipated, unanticipated, who would we trust to be in a position of leadership outside of the president? None of them. They're people that are the last people on the list you would want to be in that position.
They'd all run into committee. While the zombie apocalypse happened.
Precisely. I mean, there are people who are just not skilled. You wouldn't trust them on the battlefield. You definitely don't trust them in the strategy room. And they're undermining the president on a constant, continuous basis. And thankfully, the president's paying enough attention to people like yourself to take independent action when necessary.
Well, people, you know, you can attack the president and suddenly you get promoted everywhere on Twitter and Facebook. And I'm not bashing Ann Coulter for that, but give me a break. The minute I halfway bash him, suddenly the censorship's over. So, what is it they hate about Trump so much in closing?
Trump is basically recreating ordinary everyday people's power over our own government, reinstating little d democracy over our military, over our law enforcement, over our political hierarchy, reinstating humanitarian goals, the universality of Americanism, the universality of humanitarianism. And that's what makes them terrified. He's independent. He thinks independent. He acts independent. And they can't afford that to happen.
And in those meetings, he's like, what's the best deal for America?
Exactly. That's all he cares about.
And they're like, sure, we have the power. We sell it off. He's like, no, you don't. And they go, no, you're mentally ill. We sell it. And he's like, no. So they go, oh, yes, you're right, sir. And they run to these meetings and sit around with a bunch of traitors, a bunch of nobodies that never did anything, and decided to sell humanity out. Back in 60 seconds with a final statement, then Paul takes over.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I worship the natural order that God gave us. It's true. I'm a total cult member. I'm a cult leader for Jesus Christ. Not the fake Jesus Christ you hear about in the fake churches, but the one that loves everybody and wants to have a future together. And I've seen beyond the veil. I know where we're going. I know what's going to happen. Paul Watson's about to take over. But let me just briefly throw out here, because I don't do it enough. I'm our biggest problem. I plug like once an hour. Other talk show hosts plug every segment. And I have millions of dollars of legal bills a year. I'm not bitching. I chose the fight, but this is the fight. This isn't just a side fight, or there's all these thousands of flavors of news and information, and everybody claims they're under attack. Everybody claims they've got the zeitgeist. I'm not on a power trip having the zeitgeist. I'm going to bed every night at like 10 o'clock, literally, for whatever reason, I think better, on my knees in the room before I go to bed going, God, tonight when I'm asleep, tell me what to do. This is a big responsibility. I didn't know this would all happen. And I'm given all this power that I really want to do a good job because this is confusing. And God just says, just keep taking action. You're not going to figure out my plan. But at the final equation, at this temporal level, I need money. And you look at BuzzFeed with $300 million a year they make, $100 million they lose. They don't have half the footprint we have. The media's like, Jones admits he made $40 million a year last year. I'm a free market guy. I'm not against money if you earn it. Create a better widget, a better toothpaste, a better... No, it's $40 million a year, half of its product cost, then the employees, the bandwidth, all the costs. We are this year in the first month. I talked to accountants this morning. We've lost $1.5 million because I haven't cut new ads and haven't created new hysteria about products. It's my fault. So at that rate, we'll be bankrupt in 6 months. So the enemy, that might excite them. People say, don't do that. I'm not Machiavelli. I'm going to tell you where the cards are. I can show you the text from the accountant right here if you want before I even, at 7 a.m. before I met with him at 9 a.m. The point is, we've got fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine fortified toothpaste you need. We've got the best products out there, whether it's colloidal silver or whether it's turmeric or whether it's high-quality healthy energy drinks or whether it's Brain Force, whatever it is, I set out to say what is the best. Plus, they're going to test everything we do and demonize it, and we have it. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, Supermel Vitality, Superfuel Vitality, or cold-pressed herbs. I've had so much trouble getting it that I told the people, they're one of the top companies in the nation, I'm sick of only getting it once a year and not having it for 6 months. We're done with it. So it's the last run of it. Not because it doesn't sell, but because it's too hard to get. Despite that, it's 50% off. That sale ends in a couple days. The point is, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-Juma heirloom seeds, books, videos, whatever it is, InfoWarsStore.com, we find great products, we lower the price, in many cases lower than Amazon, and then you get people that are on a kamikaze mission against the globalist. Paul Watson is about to take over. The big press conference and more with Roger Stone is posted to InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, TrudgeReport.com, still linked to that live feed. They've got another event, I'm told, the streak that's about to happen in the next 30 minutes, so I'm glad Drudge is still linked to that. But Robert Barnes, I'm not just kissing your ass, because I have a lot of, I've had the former technical head of the NSA on, who knows all about secret interdimensional breakthrough equations that he just told me at dinner, well, if you don't understand it, I can't tell you, it's classified. I've had everybody on, but you and your general knowledge of real politics is impressive. So in closing, before Paul Watson takes over, I just wanted you about the general state of the world, where humanity is, to make some final comments.
Well, basically, it's organizations like this and the people that support, and it's about the audience being able to continually to access independent information, independent resources, that the net effect of that is to be able to create an opportunity for ordinary people to keep the democratic, little d democratic experiment alive. The little d democratic experiment in our legal system, our political system, and in our social system, to have independence of thought, independence.
Well, that's it. We're totally abandoning what made us the greatest country on earth.
Exactly. We got to return to those roots and reinstate those roots and make them stronger and more powerful than ever.
And then Trump's trying to reboot it, and he's the bad guy.
Precisely. That's how the whole system is oppressing it, and they want to quash it for good. They want the democracy, little d democracy, to be dead. They want free speech to be dead. So it's about making speech free again. It's about not only about that, in order to make America great again. And it's order to reinstate the original roots and the original principles of our little d democratic experiment so humanitarianism and individualism can be respected all across the world.
What is the unified corporatist instinct to extinguish what creates all the innovation? I guess it's just a point of contact greediness. I mean, what is that instinct?
They don't trust individualism. They don't trust independence. They don't trust,
because it threatens their dominance. I mean, absolutely. As a leader, I want to see men and women that rise up, that become greater than me. I want to not worship them in a big W sense, but a little W sense. I mean, I want to see them It's like they say in Full Metal Jacket, our drill sergeants were very, very pleased to see that we'd swollen beyond their control and more powerful than they'd ever been. I mean, I want to see that. Don't they get leadership?
They don't, because they see independence as individuality and is leading to humanitarianism, and that undermines a collectivist corporatist approach that sees human beings as nothing more than chattel and cattle.
Which, don't the elite know they turn themselves into that by that process?
They should, but their mindset is so distorted and so contorted that they're unable to connect to the ordinary vision, and they see any independent act, any individualistic act, any humanitarian act as threatening their power, and they're so obsessed with their power perniciously and parochially that they cannot see the universalism of humanitarianism and its appeal, ultimately for their own self-benefit.
So what is the paradox? Like, cancer doesn't know it's cancer. If it had a consciousness, it would think it was winning, taking over the body. So it's the same thing conversely. They think they're taking over. That means they're the elite. No, they're breaking all the fundamental strictures of the healthy system. They are cancer. So what do? We recognize it, we cut it out, or we die.
That's exactly right. They have a cancerous mindset that attempts to infiltrate and to spread the virus through everybody. And the only way to resist it is through acts of humanitarianism, individualism, and to create organizations like InfoWars, a community that surrounds it, to be able to enable independence of thought, independence of mind, to raise the questions that need to be asked.
And they know we're willing to be burned at the stake, so they can't stop us. They want to stop people having access.
Exactly. It's all about controlling the audience, having the audience be too afraid to support, have the audience be too afraid to participate, have the audience be too afraid to help keep this alive so that they, the audience, can continue to make up their own minds about their own ideas and express themselves, because that's ultimately the goal, is to control what the audience thinks, to shame and censor them, not so much to shame and censor you, to shame and censor them so that they don't have access to the independence of thought and the independence of ideas that challenge and question the established wisdom from the establishment press.
Robert Barnes, we're going to break, and Paul's taking over from London, always doing an amazing job, Paul Watson. But take Paul. I'll talk about Paul. He didn't want to be on air. He didn't want to be a personality. He was doing a great job doing his own writing. I hired him 18 years ago. And then I got him on air, and now he's done a great job. And I see that potential in everybody. And I don't think people realize just how big the stakes are and just how powerful they are if they take action.
Absolutely. The state and the system does. The state and the system knows how easy and effective it can be for just a small group of people to change the world, because every revolution and evolution that's ever happened in human history has been the product of often just a small group of people willing to stand up and be that iconoclastic presence. So people like Paul Watson, who are independent of thought, who exemplify the old British tradition of great independence of thought and independence of ideas and independence of expression, are necessary, critical, and essential to the ability to challenge conventional wisdom, to challenge establishment thought.
So it's the ghost of Renaissance that we're conjuring. And everyone has to understand that's what the enemy fears.
Exactly. They want to suppress and repress the Renaissance. They see the Renaissance as one of the great mistakes of human history. They see the Catholic mindset of the old Catholic Church, not the new Catholic Church, but the old Inquisition-era Church, as the model they wish to replicate. That's why they operate with the same mindset towards anybody that's engaged in heretical thought. That's why they care more about thought control than they do about freedom of speech or freedom of ideas or freedom of expression. For them, all of those things are a threat, because they like the old institutional power that the old inquisitional state had under the religious orthodoxy of the corrupted old Catholic Church.
But we will win. You can feel it, you can know it, you can smell it. Paul Watson on the other side of this quick break takes over. I'm Alex Jones. Robert Barnes at Twitter at Barnes_law or BarnesLawLLP.com. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today, and then in 45 minutes, The War Room with Owen Schroyer and more. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live on this January 31st, 2019 edition of the Alex Jones Show. Going to start off here in the fourth hour with a few big news stories from my home country of the UK, because political correctness has run amok. This is not political correctness gone mad. This is political correctness in the insane asylum. We have a situation here in the UK where somebody can report to police what they call a hate incident, which basically means if they feel they've been offended, and if their, you know, class of identity, whatever they choose it is for that day, whatever they identify as for that day, has been offended by an adversary, they can report it to the police, and the police are duty bound to investigate the report as a, quote, hate incident. Now, there doesn't need to be any evidence that any crime has actually taken place. nor any evidence when they even arrive at the scene. If somebody claims that they feel offended, then that incident is registered as a hate incident. Then people wonder why, you know, reported hate crimes are up 17%+ since Brexit. It's because they changed the definition. And now simply from claiming they're being victimized, the police are duty bound to report on this. And we had an absolutely, probably the most absurd example of this I've seen, at least in recent years. Headline out of the Telegraph. Man investigated by police for retweeting transgender limerick. Now, as far as I know, because I report on this, InfoWars reported on this days before the mainstream media, again, tomorrow's news today, because I saw this when it went out on Twitter from the individual explaining how he was contacted by police for a transgender limerick. Now, let's get it straight. He did not even post that tweet. These were not even his words. And this headline claims he retweeted it. From what I researched, he liked the tweet. He didn't even retweet it. He merely liked it. Somebody reported that he liked a tweet. A docker from Humberside has been investigated by police over a limerick. He posted, that's incorrect, he didn't post it, on Twitter after an officer claimed it constituted a hate incident against transgender people. Harry Miller, 53, from Lincoln, was contacted on Wednesday by a community cohesion officer following a complaint that had been made about the plant and machinery dealer's social media posts. They singled out a limerick that he had retweeted. Again, he didn't retweet it, he liked it, which questioned whether transgender women are biological women. It included the lines, "Your breasts are made of silicone, your vagina goes nowhere." Even though no crime was committed, sharing the limerick online was recorded as a hate incident. And they actually told him over the phone. They called him up, threatened him, threatened his job, threatened to report him to his boss, said that they needed to check if any transgender people worked at his firm, at his place of employment, because they might not be safe because he liked a funny limerick on Twitter. This is what police resources are going to in the United Kingdom, even as our violent crime rate soars, even as people are out on the streets. In Yorkshire, the same county as this, today, with machetes trying to murder people. You've all seen the videos. Again, 9% of crimes actually end with a criminal being charged in the United Kingdom. But they've got plenty of resources to harass people, to call them up, to threaten with getting them fired and potential hate crimes charges because they liked a limerick about transgender people. Now you see the story today out of Sheffield, my hometown, where some insane person's running around with a machete. Maybe, you know, if he'd have tweeted about it before, they would have reacted quicker. Now, in this case, they actually phoned him up. This is Humberside, same county, Yorkshire. And they said he would have to check your thinking. The officer told this guy who liked to tweet that he would need to check your thinking. That was what he said over the phone. Now, what that makes this even more ridiculous and absurd is that somebody in Humberside responded to this tweet, somebody who lives in the same area, after Humberside police tried to backtrack from this. They got completely ratioed on Twitter. The tweet from Humberside police read, "We received reports of a number of transphobic comments being posted on social media. We take all reports of hate-related incidents seriously." Blah, 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 blah. So they have to investigate it. Somebody responded, and I think this is somebody who I follow and follows me. "You didn't investigate my brother's flat in Hull, which is in the same area, when I told you I had concerns about his well-being. You told me you didn't have the resources. 2 days later, a neighbor found his body. I wish I told you he'd liked a limerick on Facebook." So literally the same police force told this woman they didn't have the resources to investigate a missing person who turned up dead. But they do have the resources to investigate a 53-year-old man because he liked a limerick about transgender people on Twitter. And when they're called out, when they get thousands of responses to the tweets, they just double down on the insanity. Mr. Miller told the Telegraph, "I can't believe what's happening in the UK in the name of transgenderism," which again is like what? 0.03% of the population or whatever. And worse still, we're not even allowed to think, never mind talk about it. The married father of four was alerted to the investigation by his company directors after they were approached by officers trying to make contact with Mr. Miller. So the police went to his boss to try and get him into trouble. The complainant had managed to identify Mr. Miller's place of work. So again, it was some busybody on Twitter that literally tried to get the guy fired, tried to get him in trouble with the police because he liked to limerick on Twitter. As part of the complaint to police, it was alleged the firm was an unsafe environment for transgender employees because of Mr. Miller's comments on social media. He didn't even comment. He liked to tweet. Listen to this. Crime in Humberside, the same area, has gone up 13% in the year ending September 2018, above the 8% national average. Violent offences are up 24%. Sexual offences up 19%. Robberies up 17%. The number of officers on the beat has increased by nearly 200 in the past 12 months. So even with extra officers, the crime rate keeps going up. Across the whole country, 9% of crimes end up with somebody being criminally charged. Either they don't have the resources to investigate the rest or the criminal gets away with the crime. Again, we've been told in the UK, burglary, if your car gets burglarized, if your home gets burglarized, they're not even going to show up to record it in many places. Oh, but plenty of resources to investigate somebody liking a limerick on Twitter. Meanwhile, missing persons are being reported to the same police authority. They don't even investigate it. Those same people turn up dead. This is the state of the United Kingdom. This is the thought control. They literally called him up and said, you need to change your thinking, otherwise you're going to get in trouble with the police. This is worse than anything Orwell ever envisaged in 1984. Forget about thought crime. This is literally, he didn't even say any words. He clicked a button on Twitter and got investigated by the police, almost got fired, harassed. Absolutely incredible. And it gets worse. I'm going to get into more of these stories after the break. The incredible state of thought crime policing in the United Kingdom. We'll be back. It's the Fourth Hour Live, Infowars.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah. See, if you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back to this fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Before I get back into some more top news stories, I want to tell you about the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, where we need your support more than ever. And we have the brand new Turbo Force from InfoWars Life, the healthy energy drink alternative, available right now for a launch special discount of 33% off. Everyone knows most energy drinks are bad for you and make you crash hard. Turbo Force is the ultimate energy drink alternative that's actually good for you. It contains 200 milligrams of naturally occurring caffeine, key vitamins, minerals, and patented ingredients that are designed to boost your natural systems and deliver energy straight into the body. Other energy drinks and blends often have up to double that, 400 milligrams or more of caffeine, but they're loaded with toxic ingredients and sugar that burns dirty and quick. But Turbo Force is the real deal, and I can't wait to get my hands on it. I promise that it's being dispatched, so I'm going to give personal review of it for you myself. This is the next level portable, mixable energy on the go. Maximize energy, support your metabolism, focus, and alertness, and it is available right now for a limited time for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last, where we also have Bodies, the ultimate turmeric formula, again, for your joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support, and immune support. That is available at 50% off. You get a big, fat, chunky bottle, 60-day supply, 4.9 out of 5-star reviews. You got 150 reviews there. Overwhelmingly positive. You can get the auto ship option as well, so you don't have to keep remembering to reorder. And that is the ultimate turmeric formula. Also helps elevate mood. We don't claim that on the bottle, but if you read some studies into that, it's basically proven to do so. It is Bodies from InfoWars Life at 50% off, where we also have the all new Turbo Force healthy natural energy drink alternative right now for 33% off. Please support this network. We need your backing more than ever. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I told you before the break about the
53-year-old man investigated by police for a transgender limerick, which he didn't even post, he just liked it on Twitter. Crimes skyrocketing in the same area, dead bodies are being reported and not even investigated, but they've got plenty of time to call up some guy and threaten to get him fired and threaten to give him a police record if he doesn't change his thinking. How Orwellian is that in the same area? Then we have this story out of Spiked. Headline, even woke comics aren't safe. PC is bad for comedy of all political persuasions. And I've made videos before about how political correctness is ruining comedy in the United States. People are tuning out of it because basically comedians are walking on eggshells. The most offensive people from a decade ago are now backtracking in fear of the mob outrage Twitter pitchfork crew. And we have a similar situation in the United Kingdom. This is a comedian who's basically the most safe, boring comedian you could ever imagine. PC, lefty, politically correct, so you could go down the line. But now he claims that the BBC asked him to tweak a routine in case it offended ISIS. They were seriously concerned about offending Islamic terrorists. In the latest episode of his Sky One show, The Russell Howard Hour, the Bristol comic did a routine about freedom of speech, in which he told this remarkable story from his time working for the BBC, which of course is basically the state broadcaster funded by license payers, who if you don't pay the license, they come to your house and bang down the door and try to get in your house. In the wake of the Paris attacks, he wrote a bit for his then BBC show, lambasting the ISIS killers as warmongering pricks and insisting they aren't Muslims but terrorists. So how dare he? Straight after the 2015 Paris attacks, hundreds of people slaughtered, hundreds more injured by Islamic terrorists. He insulted Islamic terrorists and he got a little slap on the wrist for the BBC. This apparently set off alarm bells with the executives who made him change it to say that jihadists aren't devout Muslims, even though they claim to be in every one of these attacks. And even if you read the Quran, they're only following it to a T. So they are devout Muslims. He said, are you worried we're going to offend ISIS? Are they going to write in? On his Sky News show, on his Sky show last week. Imagine my horror when I was misrepresented on a late night satire show. Farouk and I will be cancelling our TV license, he joked. Please excuse my handwriting. I have a hook for a hand. Obviously talking about the infamous hook-handed cleric, Abu Hamza. The story has been met with some typical PC Beeb reactions on social media, but if anything, this was kind of a departure for the corporation. The BBC's clunky house style has it, so that the words Islamic State only ever appear in quote marks or prefaced by so-called. That's right, they can't even say Islamic State on the BBC. They have to say so-called because they want to claim it's not Islamic. Even though when you look at polls, from moderate Muslims, huge numbers of them support suicide bombings. Again, those are the moderates. So this guy basically insulted Islamic terrorists days or weeks after one of the biggest Islamic terror attacks in recent history, and the BBC told him he would have to change his routine because it might offend Islamic terrorists. This is the level of PC we're dealing with now that we're being strangled by in the United Kingdom. So you can't like transgender limericks on Twitter or you'll get investigated, harassed. You can't insult terrorists. And now we have this story out of Kipper Central, which is a UKIP website. Student effectively expelled from uni for offensive comments on immigration and halal. A student at the University of Central Lancashire told Kipper Central that he has been effectively expelled from university after he told fellow students he would never eat halal meat in what has been described as a shocking attack on free speech. And in fact, they emailed me all the documents for this last night, I think it was. I read the email this morning. But this Kipper Central website's already reported on it. Sebastian Walsh, who was a student until today, studying a children's school and families course at UCLAN, has been informed that he's been suspended from studies and can only return on the condition he signs a future good conduct and behavior agreement, which revokes his right to free speech and takes diversity training. So again, you can't say that you're not going to eat halal meat. Absolutely cruel and barbaric practice. You can't say that you're against immigration. We had a story not so long ago where they were investigating school kids in the United Kingdom if they had been found to have visited UKIP's website under the Prevent Anti-Terror Program. They were actually treating children as potential terrorists in UK schools because they visited UKIP's website. And now this kid faces basically being expelled because he was reported as saying offensive and harassing things by basically declaring that he wouldn't eat halal meat. Absolutely incredible. Sebastian, who is the Northwest chairman of UKIP's youth wing, that's obviously why he was targeted, is unashamed to have made the remarks, arguing that he has been victimized by UCLAN for speaking the truth. I stand by everything I said, he told Kipper Central, because the truth can never be silenced, no matter how hard universities might try. He said, halal is barbaric in every way, and I make no apology for saying so. If that offends other students, then perhaps they need to toughen up. They always target these UKIP kids. If they're not putting them in, like, prevent anti-terror programs and visiting them at the schools. We had another story a few years ago out of the UK where foster parents who had had an exemplary record of fostering children, they found out that they voted UKIP. And I think this was in Rotherham, where we have the giant Islamic pedo grooming gangs. They found out that they voted for UKIP, and the local council in Rotherham, which basically ignored the entire grooming scandal, tried to take the kids away from those parents because they found out they voted for UKIP, which at the time was the third biggest political party in the UK. Absolutely ludicrous situation. We'll be back with more. It's the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back. It is the final segment of the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Now, we've been talking about YouTube, of course. There was a BuzzFeed article last week, which basically, again, pressured YouTube into changing its own policy. They caved within 24 hours after BuzzFeed whined and complained about the fact that conspiracy theory videos were appearing in recommended videos on YouTube. Now, how did they define conspiracy theory videos? Well, they conflated conspiracy theory videos with Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson, Prager University, and a bunch of mainstream right-of-center immigration watchdog groups. So again, this was another blatant example of BuzzFeed abusing its own platform to manipulate YouTube into crushing their adversaries, into crushing their competition. We already have a situation on YouTube where a wall of mainstream media results will appear if you search for any news event whatsoever. They've already gamed the algorithm to the point where CNN, ABC, CBS already have a massive upper hand over any of the independent content creators who helped create, helped boost, helped build up YouTube in the first place. And one of those individuals, who is not even political, but he's absolutely massive. He's got a subscriber base of 20 million subscribers. He had a recent YouTube series about Logan Paul, which went absolutely viral, got tens of millions of viewers, Jake Paul as well. And basically, I tweeted last night that YouTube is going to start interfering in his revenue income, in his videos, because he made a 1 hour, 45-minute documentary about conspiracy theories. He is Shane Dawson, who you may have heard of. He was one of the individuals who, right at the start of YouTube, helped build it up. He's one of the first creators ever to go viral. And last night, basically, I put out a tweet warning him that YouTube has now promised to change its algorithm to relegate, quote, conspiracy theory content. So here's a guy with 20 million subscribers who's put out a documentary on conspiracy theories, one of which, by the way, is that Apple, through the iPhone, is listening to you all the time, which again was proven yesterday with the big story about the FaceTime calls accessing people's microphones and cameras before they even allowed it, before they even answered the call. In fact, that was one of the, quote, conspiracy theories in his documentary. Again, not a conspiracy theory at all. So basically, I warned him that YouTube has resolved to change its policy to relegate those videos in the algorithm. He responded with a tweet, and there you see the Verge article. They demonetized his video immediately. He lost about $14,000 within those first few hours at least, because they automatically demonetized his video because it presumably had the word conspiracy theories in the title. Bearing in mind, this is one of the biggest creators on YouTube. They'll bend over backwards to help the likes of Jimmy Kimmel, to help the likes of CNN.
you know, massive corporations that have put nothing whatsoever to you into YouTube. They've just hijacked it off the back of other independent content creators like Sean Dawson building it up. So they've basically acted as vultures. Then they've demanded handouts to help build them up while demanding YouTube deplatform, censor, and relegate in the algorithm other independent content creators. And now Shane Dawson himself has been punished exactly as I predicted he would be punished last night in that tweet. Headline, YouTube's reviewing mistake could cost Shane Dawson thousands of dollars. Shane Dawson's new hour and a half long exploration of conspiracy theories was demonetized by YouTube for 12 hours. They claim it was a reviewing mistake. Okay. And they later gave a comment, this from a YouTube spokesperson. To show ads, videos must comply with our advertiser-friendly guidelines. Sometimes we get it wrong. All right, okay, so why is every single video I upload instantly demonetized? Nobody's looking at it. It's just instantly demonetized. That's the policy. They didn't get it wrong. They demonetized it because they had conspiracy theories in the headline. That's why it got demonetized. I warned him last night, and then he responded on Twitter. He said, oh yeah, I've never made money on my conspiracy videos and I've had some removed. So again, he's saying they always get demonetized if not removed. And again, when we say conspiracy theories, we're talking about the iPhone spying on people, okay? It's not, some of it isn't even conspiracy theory, it's proven fact. He said, it's the risk of being into this dark SHIT, I guess. Love your stuff, by the way. Oh my God. And can you imagine the meltdown? This got 18,000 likes on Twitter. This is a guy with 8 million followers saying he likes my videos. Immediately, somebody called Nathan Bernard responded, a verified idiot on Twitter. This is a YouTuber with 20 million subscribers praising Prison Paul from InfoWars for his great work. Radicalization on YouTube is very real. The platform is a cesspool of far-right reactionaries. So left-wing verified Twitter, some of them at least, went into an absolute meltdown. Wouldn't be surprised if there are Vox and Vice stories about this by tomorrow morning. And this is the point I've made over and over again. Any prominent individual on YouTube, any independent creator who dares stray from the progressive reservation is immediately targeted by these people because they're in such a blind panic over the influence these independent content creators have, because they're not controlled by corporations, because they don't have to be employed by BuzzFeed to get on YouTube and have a massive impact. And it's the same with PewDiePie. Shane Dawson's not political in any way. He makes funny videos, some of them about conspiracy theories, for basically teenagers. He's got a Generation Z audience, but the mere threat of him having an open mind and saying, I love your stuff in a tweet and a reply to one of my tweets, they cannot handle that. And if you go, if you search, you know, at Prison Planet, at Shane Dawson on Twitter, you'll see hundreds and hundreds of people very salty about that. Because again, they're terrified of anyone having independent thought, just as they were with Kanye West, just as they were with PewDiePie and anyone basically who sticks their head above the parapet. Because as I made the point in my video about PewDiePie, these digital media people, these corporate media people, they don't have personalities, so they can't be successful on YouTube. They can't create content. All they can do is parrot tired left-wing social justice warrior cliches. Nobody's interested in that. They're losing out on advertising money because of it. They're losing out on traffic because they abolished their own comment sections because they daren't be challenged on any of their own content. So because they're losing all that ad revenue, they're having to try and get it back, to try and get traffic back to their websites by just attacking popular independent content creators on YouTube like PewDiePie, like Shane Dawson. And there was even one the other day, which was James Charles, who's like this effeminate gay makeup artist YouTube channel. He goes to Birmingham, the second largest city in the UK. 8,000 screaming girls show up. And then the mainstream media writes a bunch of articles because they don't understand YouTube in any capacity, because they don't understand how YouTube is a successful in reaching people. And they attacked him as a nobody throughout the mainstream media when he's got more viewers than anyone in the mainstream media. You know, he's probably got like, what, 8, 10 million subscribers. He's got more viewers than any of them. Again, James Charles is not political. He talks about makeup, for God's sake. And yet even he terrifies them because he's an unknown quantity and he was criticizing the mainstream media. So that's why people like Shane Dawson like my videos, because I defend them when the mainstream media attacks them. They see James Charles, 14 million subscribers. So they like me because I defend them from the mainstream media, not because they agree with all my political beliefs. And that's what it's come down to. That is how divisive the media and the digital media, the likes of BuzzFeed, the likes of Vox, the likes of CNN's activist reporters who try to deplatform their competition at every turn. That's how they've created this environment. And that's why people like Shane Dawson will occasionally give me a shout out, even at the risk of being viciously attacked by ignorant, bigoted, closed-minded hate mobs on Twitter, as is happening today. So he lost about $14,000, they're reporting, within 12 hours. Dawson is likely earning even more than $2 per 1,000 views because of his popularity and influence on the platform. So within minutes of him uploading that video, simply because it had conspiracy theory in the title, it was removed. Then he gave me a shout out on Twitter and the meltdown ensued from there. They're so terrified of independent people who command large audiences, who don't follow their progressive mantras and just want to entertain people and have fun. They can't even tolerate that. That's where we're at. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Coming up next is War Room with Owen Schroyer. Get your Turbo Force now at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back. Don't go away.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.